Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday, September 16th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Purdue Pharma, the company that made billions selling the prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy days after reaching a tentative settlement with many of the state and local governments suing it over the toll of opioids. The filing late Sunday night in White Plains, New York, was anticipated before and after the tentative deal, which could be worth up to $12 billion over time, was struck. But legal battles still lie ahead for Purdue after half the states have not signed on to the proposal. Several of them plan to object to the settlement in bankruptcy court and to continue litigations in other courts against members of the Sackler family, which owns the company.
Every time that I've heard an anchor mention this story, I hear Purdue Farms.
Yes.
And I'm like, right. Why would a chicken business be behind all the OxyContin thing?
That old guy seems so nice.
You know,
that
Frank Purdue.
Old guy.
Dude.
You know, yeah. I had no idea. He was getting people hopped up on opioids. No, but this is wild, man.
Yeah.
As it started to break and they started to find things that were more conclusive in that they knew exactly what was going to happen. And that's, listen, everyone is owed their day in court and so on and so forth. But there's a lot of information that suggests the orchestrated efforts to massage addiction. And that's horrific. So we'll see how this plays out.
Imagine if, like, that's just so unbelievable.
Well,
I mean, they said initially, like, when they were selling this, it is not addictive.
And that,
no
it's yes, it's to the direct contrast. And this is, I think, what they have against them, obviously, data that they were aware of and in possession of that said exactly the opposite.
I guarantee you, we could do an entire morning of people calling in talking about getting off of that in particular, OxyContin. I've heard people talk to people who have gotten hooked on it, who went in
accidentally, for the simplest thing, and now
prescribed
people,
it.
Like garlic to a vampire now will not go anywhere near it in a recovery for fear of what's going to happen. But Tony Luke was at the Burger Brawl yesterday, and we were talking about this very subject because obviously
is that what his son was?
Yeah,
that
yeah. So and that was exactly it was pain after an accident that exponentially got worse, and there you go. So yeah, this you're right, Preston. There's tons of stories.
That
like
was the one though when I was in my early 20s. I knew that was bad, right?
Yeah.
The other stuff, Vicodin and Percocet. That I had no idea. We're in the same family. And by the way, you know, the great grandfather of all that is heroin, right? So, like, you know, so they're all in the same family. But actually, I kind of remember a friend of mine, I didn't go to college with this person, but they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we all were, you know, did OxyContin last. I was like, what? I mean, he might as well have stuck a needle in his arm and said, hey, we all did heroin last night.
Right.
I was like, you did what? Like, what are you, crazy? But, like, you know, little did I know, Vicodin, Percocet, that's all in the same family.
Well, and the thing is, though, like, with heroin back then, they were sticking the needles in their arm, where this was just a pill. So it was like, okay.
And your doctor prescribed it.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. The bankruptcy means that Purdue will likely be removed from the first federal opioid trial scheduled to start in Cleveland on October 21st. At least 22 people were injured, including children, on Saturday evening when a deck collapsed at a home in Wildwood, New Jersey. The collapse happened in the 200 block of East Baker Avenue at about 6 p.m., authorities said. Numerous emergency crews were on the scene. According to officials with Cape Regional Health System, 21 people were being treated for injuries at their facility. By early Sunday morning, a spokesperson for the hospital said 19 patients, including 3 children, had been treated and released. At least one additional person was taken to AtlanticCare Regional Medical Center in Atlantic City. There was a neighbor. Her name was Diane Hollenbeck, and she says that she watched it happen. The former trauma nurse says that she immediately ran over to help. I don't know where I got the strength, beams and everything. I picked them up and I threw them out of the way. Firemen were running down the street. I went into automatic mode. I mean, what else could I do? She says that the initial victims trapped was, or she says one of the initial victims that was trapped was a baby. According to Hollenbeck, she saw them hand out a 4-month-old baby.
Almost always when this type of thing happens, somebody dies. It's pretty wild that no one was killed in this incident.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because it pancaked down on ones below.
Right, it was two decks.
Right, yeah. So you always figure that the person who's being pancaked down upon is going to be likely to get killed. But And wasn't there a convention of rescue workers in the area?
It was, yes. It was the Firefighters Convention.
Yeah.
Oh, so Firefighters Weekend down
that's,
there.
Yeah, pretty fortuitous that they'd be there to do that.
All right, so, but there were three decks?
Yeah.
Two of them collapsed, I believe.
Okay, all right, so where were all the people? Was there anybody on the bottom? Or were they all...
Oh, yeah, no, they were on the two decks. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why there were so many people trapped.
Have you ever walked out onto a deck where you were...
Yeah, absolutely. You could feel it kind of moving a little bit. You're like, yeah, let's get off of here now.
Especially I was on one that, and then Lou built this. I'm like, this structurally, just visually doesn't look that good. Yeah.
So the building is a 7-unit multifamily dwelling condo building. Officials said the second and third third floor front deck suffered a complete pancake collapse, trapping multiple people. The collapse occurred during the annual firefighters convention in the beach resort town. Firefighters were likely among those hurt or trapped. There's no word yet on exactly who was there and all of the injured, but fire officials say it took more than an hour to get everyone free. But they said that there were firefighters running down the street to come help and rescue everybody. The United Auto Workers Union went on strike against General Motors Sunday night, the first work stoppage in the United States auto industry in 12 years. At the stroke of midnight, members of the UAW union shut off their machines and walked out in protest. Nearly a dozen of them are picketing outside of GM Parts Distribution Center in Langhorne. They're just a fraction of the nearly 50,000 members of the union joining the picket line after contract talks deteriorated. At this hour, 33 manufacturing plants across the country are closed. This facility is one of the additional 22 parts distribution centers also shut down. It has just over 100 employees.
I think it's kind of funny when they cut to the strikes, like at the time we're in the morning.
And there's like five people there.
It's going to build.
It picks up later
in
the day.
It's a little early now.
I know exactly what you mean. Or like even like I remember some of the teachers' strikes.
Right.
Like outside of the school. It's like... Yeah, the really devoted 10 people.
Right.
Everybody else comes.
It's not impressive.
Did she get that suit that was made popular in the...
All the people are chasing in line.
Every one of those people should have...
We go now, we're striking auto workers are doing the Macarena.
Oh, you're talking about like performance dancers. It's, it's two rails and like six mannequins all hooked onto one person.
You get like, I don't know, like three of those guys and then all of a sudden you have 18 people there.
Dude, if you can buy an inflatable ride, you can buy those cars.
Among the union's demands are fair wages, affordable quality health care, and job security. The union says its members struck by the company during its hard times, stuck by the company during its hard times, and accepted stagnant wages. Now they want their share of the profits. GM, meanwhile, says it made a strong offer that includes higher pay and improved benefits. No word on how long the strike will last, but it could be pricey for the automaker, costing over $1 million an hour for each idle plant.
So, okay, so you know what you can do? You can get those cardboard cutouts that they used to sell at Spencer's or the celebrities.
You could do that as well. That.
Is that Leonardo DiCaprio?
He supports them 100%.
He's striking with GM workers.
But he's smiling in a tuxedo.
All right, let's do sports this morning. It was not a good weekend in the sports world for Philadelphia. First the Phillies, then the Eagles. Christian Vasquez homered twice, including his first career grand slam, and drove in a career-high 5 runs to lead the Boston Red Sox to a 6-3 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies on Sunday. They have the day off today before heading to Atlanta to face the Braves in a 3-game stand. Vince Velasquez will get the start tomorrow night. And then later in the evening, the Eagles lost to the Falcons 24-20. Julio Jones hauled in a short screen pass on fourth down and took it 54 yards to the end zone with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining, giving the Atlanta Falcons the win. The Eagles return home next week to host the Detroit Lions in their first meeting since 2016. They play Sunday at 1 o'clock, and the Flyers preseason is officially underway with a game against the New York Islanders tonight. The puck drops at 7 p.m., and that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. So we have a lot going on. First of all, Nick McWain is not here. He was in Colorado, took the day off, and it's very interesting.
Oh, there's a story there.
What happened with Nick? So Marissa is in here. Maybe we'll allude to it a little bit.
Wasn't much of a vacation, just put put it that way.
No, it didn't last long at all. But he's not here. He's still in Colorado. And I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk to him this morning, but because there's a couple hours difference, and I forgot to get in touch with him last night about calling. But maybe he'll be in tomorrow. I don't know. We'll let you know a little bit later on. He is alive, though. We will do
that.
Oh,
he's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Good news. He's alive.
We have a couple things taking place. New Word of the Week prize. We always reset on a Monday morning. This is awesome. We will give you 10 tickets to Dorney Park, and your entire group gets to ride in a real monster truck.
Awesome.
With reserved line passes, and you can get on board an all-new 10-passenger Gravedigger.
What?
Or Megalodon.
When did they come out with this?
At a freestyle-inspired course. It's part of Monster Jam Thunder Alley at Dorney Park, which is going on now through November 3rd. Yeah.
I've ridden in one, a monster truck, and it was a blast.
Yeah. We did one at one of the Cream of the Scream stops. Yeah, I think it was Shady Brook. Yeah.
I did too,
that.
Right?
That was cool.
Yeah. We were all there.
Yeah.
But no, I've never seen anything like this that holds 10 people that can ride
along?
Yeah,
the one we rode in there, you could fit a whole bunch of
people
inside
of it. Really? Yeah. You got to do it.
It was pretty damn cool.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah. So it's that type of thing. So we'll have your chance to win that with the Word of the Week prize. And beginning today, we're all set for Money Shark. It starts this morning at 8
a.m. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The earworm of all earworms.
I'm telling you, we were on the call last night, our conference call, and Casey just said, Money Shark starts tomorrow. And immediately after I hung up the phone, I wasn't even thinking about, Money Shark. It started in my head.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it, but we have your chance to win $1,000 this morning. So listen up. It's easy to play along five times a day, Monday through Friday. We'll have a chance for you to win $1,000. It's at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. And we announce that hour's keyword. So as close to 8 a.m. as we can, we'll do that. And there are three ways to enter that keyword that we give you for a chance to win. You can do it through the MMR mobile app or the contest page at WMMR.com. And, of course, you can also text it to a special number that we have, 45911. I'll remind you of that later on. One random entrant from all that submit the correct word wins $1,000, and everyone that enters through the app or WMMR.com will also be entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
That's freaking awesome.
Sponsored by Horizon Services. If you need the rules, the details, all that stuff, you can go to WMMR.com. So we start that today, which is pretty
very exciting. I love this.
All right, those things and more taking place. Oh, and Kathy's Bitch Box party is Thursday.
Yes.
This is Thursday, so we give away the last of our invites over the next few days. Get set. We are headed to Harrah's in Philadelphia. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Have a lot of entertainment news and some sad news in the world of music, too, that we'll get to returning shortly. Stay with us.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, to give away for the stupid question today, we have a pair of tickets as MMR Rocks, Mr. Jim Jefferies, who will be performing Saturday, October 5th at the Keswick Theater. The 10 p.m. show is what we will have tickets for. So the question that I have for you this morning is, what is the scraping from the peel of a lemon called when used in cooking? 215-263-WMMR.
Mm-hmm.
Call now. What is the scraping from the peel of a lemon called when you're using it in cooking? 215-263-WMMR. Birthdays, while we're waiting for your answer today, Monday, September 16th. Steve, you just showed me a picture of this guy the other day. Mickey Rourke's birthday is today.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even look human.
Honestly, he looks like someone has attempted to replace him with an android duplicate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's had so much surgery done on his face. He's had more since whatever the last time you saw him was.
And not only that, Preston, he's sitting there with like a bizarre panorama hat
yeah.
and a shirt unbuttoned and holding two like teacup poodles. It's just a bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bizarre world that Mickey Rourke lives in.
Yep, yep. So he is celebrating his 67th birthday today. Mark Anthony, singer, ex-husband of Jennifer Lopez.
Looks a lot like Gollum.
51 years old today.
See, I knew him as an actor first.
And... You knew him as an actor before he was a singer?
Yeah,
I thought he was a dancer.
No, I'm not even ready for that. I was looking for, because we don't have any of his music, but he always played like a... like a bad guy.
Yeah, all right.
He was like the troubled kid, and he might have even been in like Stand Up and Deliver. But you know,
was he an actor before a singer?
Stand Up and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver.
Oh, Stand and Deliver.
Okay. Stand where the place. Stand in the place where you live.
Yeah.
I know him, Preston, as providing your clothing line, right?
Kohl's, man. I love them. I may be wearing Mark Anthony right now. Casey, check my label.
Yeah, he's a fan of the Mark Anthony look.
No.
Okay.
No.
I do like the Mark Anthony.
That's Kevin right. Federline you're wearing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know he had a line.
It's called the Popozella.
The Popozella.
I walked through. I was making a return to Kohl's the other day, Preston, and I was looking because it's in the men's section. I was looking around. I was like, where's the Mark Anthony? Where's the Preston section?
That's my section, man. Mark Anthony's 51 today. Amy Poehler. I was just watching Inside Out yesterday.
Yeah.
She's great. She voices Joy in that. Such a great movie. She's 48 today. Jennifer Tilly.
I like her.
Yeah, I always kind of liked her, too. She is 61 years old. Her sister is Meg Tilly. Meg kind of phased out of the movie industry, didn't
she? A bit. Meg was sort of the more serious actress, and Jennifer was the bride of Chucky.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yep. But she's also a really good poker player.
Yep. A great actor, or what's the word I'm looking for? Improvisational actor. Ed Begley Jr.
Yes.
Who you know from some of the Christopher Guest movies like Best in Show. I think he's in Waiting for Guffman as well. He may be in all of them.
He's the hotel manager in Best in Show.
Yeah.
They're looking for the bumblebee.
Yeah, that's right.
The stuffed animal.
The stuffed animal. He's 70 today. Wow. Dave the Snake Sabo.
Wow.
Who is that?
He's lead guitarist for the band Skid Row.
Okay. God.
He's 55. Actually, one of my favorite, I love, of that era, one of my favorite guitar solos is in a song called I Remember You, but he's 55
today.
Oh,
you know what? That is
That's
a good,
I Will Remember You.
That's Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's this song.
Not too far off, though.
It's I Remember You, I Will Remember You. But, it was a really ripping late 80s, early 90s guitar solo in this song that I love. So, anyway, he is 55 years old today. Molly Shannon, another SNL alum.
Super talented. Yeah, she's very funny. Mm-hmm. She's got a new series coming out.
Any idea what it's about?
I forget, but I think it probably has to do with comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was Mary Catherine Gallagher, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They made a movie, remember, Superstar?
Yeah.
Didn't do too well.
I liked it, though. I thought it was fun. She's 55. David Copperfield, the illusionist, former fiancé of Claudia Schiffer.
For many years, yeah.
63. And then the last birthday, Kathy, it's Nick Jonas's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's the one that got away. Priyanka Chopra got him.
He is
such a shame.
27. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to today's stupid question. What is the scraping from the peel of a lemon called when used in cooking? 215-263-WMMR is the number, and we're going to go to Matt and see if we can get the answer. Hey, Matt, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so what do you call that scraping from the lemon when you use it in cooking?
That would be zest.
The zest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get that pretty much any citrus. So orange and lime and lemon are zest. All right, so, Matt, hang on. We're going to get your information. We'll give you a pair of tickets to MMR Rocks Jim Jefferies Saturday, October 5th, 10 p.m. at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, and tickets remain for the early and late shows at AXS.com. At the box office this weekend, number one was It Chapter 2, raked in over $40 million.
Is that the second week for It?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So number two was Hustlers. It did pretty well, $33 million. Word is, I've heard there's Oscar rumblings for Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. It's rare. They never really get the stripper thing right. And I guess this is based on a true story. So they say it's really good.
Then you had Angel Has Fallen, Good Boys, The Lion King, Fast and Furious Presents, Hobbs and Shaw, Overcomer.
dude, that was too much. You got to warn me.
Oh, I think we have a clip of that movie. I think somewhere we'll have to see if we can dig that up, but anyway. Yeah, there it is. Yep, it's Overcomer. That's Overcomer. This is actually the finale of the movie.
Yes. That's a classic last line.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. I think he says something here. Hang on.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right.
He's praying.
That's the equivalent of, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
That's how iconic that line is, right, Preston?
Yes, it is.
Goddamn bitch. It's just like Rhett Butler.
Then you have Goldfinch was eighth, followed by the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter!
And rounding out the top ten was Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
My wife read the book, The Goldfinch, and raved on it. So apparently it's a really good movie, but not for the box office. Mm.
So this was terrible to hear about. Rick Ocasek, the guitarist and leader of the Cars, was found dead in his Manhattan apartment yesterday. 75 years old. That is just too bad. According to Rolling Stone, at approximately 3 p.m., police officers responded to a 911 call at Ocasek's home, which, by the way, he pronounces it Ocasek. I've heard him say his own name, so I know I've always called him Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in case you're going, dude, it's Ocasek. At his home, and officers discovered Ocasek unconscious and unresponsive. He was later pronounced dead at the scene, though no cause of death has been revealed, and a rep for the New York City Police Chief Medical Examiner did not immediately reply to a request for comment. He is survived by 6 sons, 2 from each of his 3 marriages, and at the time of his death, he was estranged from his 3rd wife, supermodel Paulina Porizkova.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was born Richard Theodore Otkasek, Otkasek, in Cleveland, and he is responsible for some of the most timeless and important pop rock new wave classics recorded between 1978 and 1985, literally writing every hit that the Cars scored during their original 8-year run. He played rhythm guitar, shared lead vocal duties with the late bassist Benjamin Orr, who had a great voice.
That's right. He passed away.
Yeah. And wrote such instant radio staples as Just What I Needed, Shake It Up, Since You're Gone, You Might Think, Good Times Roll, Touch and Go, Drive, Tonight She Comes, Heartbeat City, Let's Go, Magic, and My Best Friend's Girl. But he doesn't sing this song, Casey.
No,
this is Benjamin Orr. So. The Cars split in 1988 and reunited in 2011 for their first album in 24 years titled Move Like This. In 2018, the band was finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they were great. They did an awesome performance.
Sounded great.
He was wonderful. Between 1982 and 2005, Ocasek had released 7 solo albums. And now after they split, he became an in-demand record producer and... some people, I didn't remember what work he had done with Weezer, No Doubt, Romeo Void, Hole, Not a Surf, Black 47. He produced all those bands.
Oh, wow.
In fact, the Boo album from Weezer, Rick Ocasek was the producer.
It's amazing.
And it included, you know, big hits, Undone, The Sweater Song, Buddy Holly, Say It Ain't So. And Rivers Cuomo admitted the failure of the band's follow-up album, Pinkerton, led them to reunite. With Ocasek, he had said he gives you advice about all kinds of things that no one else can give you because they haven't been through the type of experience that he has and we have.
I've always heard that he was the nicest guy. Well, you encountered him.
I met him at Y100. He came by for an interview and we were right there on Baltimore Pike. And he stepped out the front door after he had come inside and done the interview with her, and he was outside, out in front, by himself, smoking a cigarette. And at that time, I was a smoker.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I'm going to go out there and have a hang out with Rick Ocasek. And I walked out there, and we had a nice, casual chat. He was a super nice guy. I told him that that I had played in a band, and we had played some songs from the Cars. And he said, well, that's good, because you don't need a good singer to play those songs. Which was really cool, self-deprecating of him, but... He was really, really tall. I remember that about him.
Yeah, and sort of like Jack Skellington-ish from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, he was very, very gaunt kind of looking about him. But he was just a sweet man. You know, he was a really, really nice guy. And it's sad to hear that he's passed. So, but, I mean, until somebody like that goes, and it's too sad that you look back and you go, wow, that song and that song and that tune. Oh, my God, I love that song. And just song after song after song.
Yeah. And he appeared in he appeared with Polina Porizkova in the original movie Hairspray.
Really?
So he's like an avant-garde beatnik artist.
Oh.
You remember a scene with it? Yeah, and
it's
that's
been a long
he's
time.
In there.
Oh, that's him.
That's
when,
him.
When they get lost in Baltimore.
Yep, yep.
Wow. So that is sad, and we'll have to make sure that we get some Cars music at some point today. So, and we'll find out more. There's no word on exactly why he passed.
I hadn't heard anything about ill health. You had with Eddie Money leading up to his death.
Speaking of, you know, that happened late in the show on Friday, and a lot of people were posting and commenting about Eddie Money and how great he was. And I just a few of the names that I saw, and I won't read all of them, but Sammy Hagar, Alice Cooper, Paul Stanley, Dee Snider, Slash, Rob Zombie, they all loved Eddie Money. Rick Springfield, Bret Michaels. And oddly enough, and by the way, he's a great follow on social media, Richard Marx. And here's what he had to say about him. He goes, such a sweetheart. Saw him in January at our benefit for the Malibu Fires borderline shooting victims and hadn't seen him in years. He gave me a big hug and immediately, while still hugging me, whispered a dirty joke in my ear. So I hadn't seen him in years, and one of the first things he does is tells him a dirty joke.
That's funny.
And apparently that was one of his things. Like, he would tell, like, corny and dirty jokes all the time.
Okay.
But he was just this lovable guy, and everybody loved him.
You know who has a nice tribute we have from REO Speedwagon? I don't know if you want to play that here, but it was Kevin...
Kevin Cronin.
Yeah. They were really good friends.
Okay, so this is... let me play that. Here we go. I haven't heard this yet.
One of our best friends passed away this morning. Eddie Money has been fighting cancer for a year. He is one of the most positive, loving, caring, funny motherfuckers you will ever meet. We miss him dearly. And I promised his wife, Lori, that we would play this song right now in his honor.
They played two tickets.
Let's hear a little clip of that. Hang on. That was cool of him to do that. So sad news, man, in the world of music, pop and rock.
That's two, right?
Yeah.
Everyone looks for the third. Hopefully there won't be one.
Well, yep. Preston, you had that story last week that talked about this is going to start happening a lot. All of our favorite rock stars are getting up there in age.
Yep, absolutely. So that's too bad. Well, listen, I do have some other news. Felicity Huffman has been sentenced to 2 weeks behind bars. And, this was for paying the $15,000 to help her daughter cheat on the SATs and all that stuff. All eyes are now following Lori Loughlin. She's facing more serious charges. But Huffman pleaded guilty, and prior to her sentencing on Friday, had begged the judge to let her off without jail time. So she ended up getting some.
So she's going to have to go to jail for 2 weeks?
She is, and a lot of people are upset because they're 2 weeks, but they're putting her in the prison that for Midnight Express.
Okay.
So it's a trade-off.
They're sending her to Turkey?
They're sending her to Turkey.
Wow, okay. Huffman wept ahead of her sentencing before Judge Indira Talwani and said, I am sorry to my daughter Sophie, my daughter Georgia, my husband William. I have betrayed them. Sophia was in the car next to me. She was nervous, asking if we could get ice cream. And I thought, I can just turn
around. I'm going to jail, Lloyd.
I'm incarcerated, Sophie.
Get your brain around that.
She said it to
I'm doing hard time in the big house.
To my eternal shame, I didn't, she said. She added, I can only say I'm sorry, Sophia. I was frightened, I was stupid, and I was so wrong. I'm deeply ashamed of what I've done, and I've inflicted more damage than I could imagine. Now, the Boston judge sentenced her to 14 days behind bars, ordered to pay a $30,000 fine and serve a year of supervised release. She'll also going to have to do 250 hours of community service, and she will surrender to a federal prison on October 25th. When she left court with her husband, Macy, she was silent and appeared stoic. Later, she released a statement which said, I broke the law. I've admitted that and have pleaded guilty to this crime. There are no excuses or justifications for my action, period.
She had Nick Nolte conduct the press conference. Oh, it was a big mistake.
She said, I would like...
she the judge was pretty clear about the way he felt that the sentence was fair. Did you see that part?
No.
So they were. Her thing was sort of, I was consumed with not being sure how to be the best mother I could be, and so I made this mistake. And he said, that doesn't hold water because there are many people who are conflicted and don't know how to be the best parents and don't do that. What he did give her bonus points for was immediately owning it when it was the case.
Lori Loughlin is screwed.
Yeah.
She is so screwed.
So my guess is also, and some legal experts say, she might not end up doing the 2 weeks at all. Okay. You know, it might be very limited. And she's going to a low security. As it turns out, it won't be a Turkish prison.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, in fact, the legal team is hoping to get her into a cushy jail. According to reports, they have requested that she spend 2 weeks behind bars in a minimum security prison in Northern California.
Where they actually have sunbathing time, Preston, I heard. They can lay out on the roof. Yeah.
Murphy said it is the closest to Miss Huffman's residence. If she ends up there, she'll face a daily inspection at 6:30 a.m. with lights out at 10 p.m. Still, Forbes has dubbed it one of America's 10 cushiest prisons. Look, I wouldn't expect any less. No, I mean, it's she paid a bribe for college and SATs.
There you go. Yeah,
it ain't, you know,
and it's not a month, what she was fearing, and not many years. So you know, that's part of the deal. Yeah. And she'll get to make some cool license plates.
Yeah. Nick Nolte continued in his statement saying, I can promise you that in the months and years to come that I will try to live a more honest life, serve as a better role model for my daughters and family to continue and contribute my time and energies wherever I am needed.
Don't think of this. Think of her from Desperate Housewives.
Meanwhile, Lori Loughlin pleaded not guilty. He's facing up to 40 years behind bars if convicted, which would never happen.
No, they'll likely opt for the death penalty.
They're going to reinstate that in California?
They're going to put her in the electric. What happened? They're shaving the temples and the rubber stoppers in her mouth, pressed. Where am I, Becky?
According to a statement, according to Nick Nolte, Lori is...
He was there, too?
Well, he was...
He's the source. Source.
Yeah. Lori is aware of Felicity's sentence and is processing what that means for her. Her only move now is to take this to court and to prove that she is not guilty of what she is charged with. So she has that ahead of her. What's the date on that? Let me see. It's going to be October 2nd, so we got a little bit of time, but not much, and we'll find out what's up.
Here's the problem with Felicity Huffman, though, is that she's going to be in jail for Halloween.
And, oh, my gosh.
And that can't be good. Not unless they allow cell-to-cell trick-or-treating.
Other legal news. Amber Heard made a surprise appearance in a Virginia courtroom for a hearing in the $50 million defamation lawsuit filed against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. Depp's team is reportedly refusing to turn over records stemming from his domestic violence arrest and drug and alcohol rehabilitations, which Heard demanded access to as part of her defense. Depp filed the suit in March after Heard wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post alluding to domestic abuse and alluding to him, too. Heard's lawyer said Mr. Depp cannot seek to litigate the truth of Ms. Heard's allegations about his violent and abusive behavior while intoxicated, insist on proceeding without a protective order, and then blithely refused to produce evidence that confirms the truth of those allegations on grounds of relevance and privacy. Now, Depp's rep said... It's a Depp rep said Amber Heard previously arrested and jailed for violent domestic abuse and then caught on tape and by dozens of eyewitnesses for her hoax accusing Johnny Depp of violent domestic abuse is staring at her trial. Now her new Time's Up lawyers try to thread a difficult needle, desperately fight to get the case dismissed out of court for the third time, sweep the ambiguous testimonial evidence of her crimes under the seal to hide it from the public and embolden her, and then it says, curiously silent, hoax enablers. And smear Johnny Depp with additional false innuendo, all while arguing the abuse defamation that she inflicted on Johnny Depp was somehow not about Johnny Depp.
What a bunch of legal... But that's what they have to do. They have to just spin you around so that the average person or somebody in the jury, or I don't know how this is going to go, if it is even a jury trial, who knows? But anyway, so that you're going, what?
Yeah. Hey, let's stay in the courtroom a little bit longer.
With Nick Nolte?
No, Mama June.
Oh, yes.
Indicted by a grand jury on a charge of felony drug possession stemming from her arrest earlier this year.
Ooh. Here's a yokel that was pulled out of some podunk town and honestly had money and fame. Mm-hmm. and had all this stuff and has just thrown it all away. She seems so responsible.
The charge relates to the bust of an Alabama gas station, which cops say she was in possession of crack cocaine and a glass pipe. Her boyfriend, Gino, was also arrested on drug charges, as well as domestic violence.
Yeah.
The grand jury also hit June with a misdemeanor charge for paraphernalia. Her boyfriend is facing the same charge. Mama June was not at the Alabama courthouse on Friday, but her sister was with a camera crew. She had apparently hoped to stage an intervention with Mama June, but to no avail. Mama's life seemingly has gone off the rails in the recent months. Since her March arrest, Honey Boo Boo and the rest of the fam already had one intervention for her and begged her to go to rehab. She didn't and has continued to stick with Gino. June and Gino held a bizarre garage sale and gutted her Georgia home before selling it and taking off for life on the road in an RV.
This guy is so despicable. I mean, she's nothing wonderful, but this guy Gino is just he's a pit, Preston.
She's scheduled to be in court later this month.
Now, she claimed that she could not attend the court hearing because she was in a river building a dam with her teeth.
Oh, is that what her excuse was?
Oh, my God.
All right. How about one of our favorites, Lindsay Lohan? She seems to be vying for Liam Hemsworth's attention following his split from Miley Cyrus.
This is he played Thor, baby.
No, that was the other
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, this is Liam.
There's two of them?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Liam was in the
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Thank
I
you.
I got Dave. The wrong one.
Liam appears to be the only single remaining in a quick, fast Hollywood recoupling. Miley has moved on with Caitlin Carter, who just split from Brody Jenner, who is now with Josie Canseco.
Oh, my God. You know, if he really wants to throw it back in her face, Liam should get with Caitlin Jenner.
That would be...
What's your name, Hot Stuff? Are you Thor? Hunger Games.
That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hungry.
Hungry for some games.
Lindsay,
let's play Hide the Pickle.
So here's what happened. Lindsay hit on Liam in the comments section of an E! News repost of a selfie of Liam and Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, my OMG. God. You need a forensic scientist to backtrack this.
Who watches this stuff?
By the way, Lindsay, it's all gone south. The smoking, the hard living. She ruined everything.
So the E! News account captioned the selfie, "It's an age-old debate, Chris or Liam Hemsworth."
Hmm.
And then Lindsay responded in the comments, "Why didn't we meet in Sydney or Bondi?" That's it, folks.
Okay. That's the flirt. That's the big flirt.
There it is, man.
All right.
I got sense and time off.
Liam and Chris.
You can make me a Vegemite sandwich. Because you come from a land down under. Women thunder, men plunder.
And Liam and Chris have been hanging in Australia since the split.
Let's hang. Pet some dingoes.
So what?
Pet some dingoes.
Oh, pet some dingoes.
What did you thought you heard?
I didn't know what that was.
It's Australia.
I heard pants and dingoes.
And dingoes.
It's a great it's an Aboriginal vaudeville team. I'm pants and I'm dingoes.
Yeah. Break out the didgeridoo. It's time for pants and dingoes.
I'm sorry, I didgeridoo don't.
Yep.
Waka waka waka.
That's the punchline.
Those are the jokes. And then instead of like a slide whistle, that's what they play. The Aborigines like,
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah. It'd be very funny.
All right, let me see. Man, I have so much other stuff, but so little time. So let me see what is at the top. How about this? New Girl star Zooey Deschanel. We haven't heard about her in a while. She has started dating Property Brothers' Jonathan Scott.
What?
According to people, yeah.
So she just broke up with a guy who was sort of artsy. She had been married to, so she divorced that guy. She had been married to one of the guys from Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They were married.
And then who was she in the band with? Him and her or whatever. Was that the Death Cab for Cutie guy?
I don't remember who actually was in that group. It might have been him, Case.
This guy, though, seems so conventional compared to the artsy type she's usually with.
Yeah.
So I think he calls Vegas his home. I wonder.
Okay.
I always got like a gay vibe from him and his brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, who is this? I don't know who he is.
You don't know Property Brothers? You ever see the you see the commercials for the home security system? The both brothers come out. Fact: everyone loves video doorbells.
Oh, and that's
really? That's
him?
A fact. Yeah, that's him.
Huh.
okay.
Well, they dated on an episode of Carpool Karaoke, apparently.
Oh.
The news breaks a week after she announced her split from her husband, Jacob Pechenik. So, wow, only a week after she announced the split. Okay.
She seems a little fickle.
Let's see. Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid. What would a day be without a Gigi Hadid story?
I know. That's why I threw it in here. She strutted her stuff at the Marc Jacobs show.
You go, girl.
And Steve, she did it barefoot.
Oh, my God.
What?
I know. Unbelievable. Yes. These are the moments that you remember.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
According to the show's stylist.
Kennedy's ass not speech in this.
According to the show's stylist and collaborator, Katie Grand.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
It was a quick fix for a malfunction when the heel broke on some white leather mules that she was wearing.
Okay.
There you go.
Her fans applauded her approach.
She's so brave.
Yeah, listen to this. This person wrote, I was confused at the beginning. But then I thought it was part of the show. Gigi makes everything look good.
Oh, my God. She's so good that way.
Meanwhile,
I didn't even know feet were in shoes.
Gigi is being sued over a photo that she posted of her ex, Zayn Malik.
From One Direction?
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
In court documents filed by photographer Robert O'Neill, he said this action rises out of the defendant's unauthorized reproduction and public display of a copyrighted photograph of English singer and songwriter Zayn Malik.
You're bringing me down. Get back to the feet.
Owned and registered by O'Neill, a New York-based professional photographer.
Hmm.
What are mules, Kathy?
See the shoes here? They kind of slide on and they have kind of like a wood block heel.
Oh, gotcha.
It's only all like right. Half a shoe.
Well, she went barefoot.
I tell you what, though, in the world of funny screw-up videos, the fashion model trying to walk in high heels,
mm-hmm.
It's one of the best.
As they're wobbling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even better are the commentators or the anchors that are laughing uncontrollably.
Can't get it together. It.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a great video. All right, you know what? Let's go ahead and get to the clips. I have a couple more things, but nothing as important as a barefoot Gigi Hadid.
No.
So, Alicia Debnam Carey has had the chance to grow up with her character, Lysia, over the past 5 seasons on Fear the Walking Dead. Here, Alicia, is that who it is? Yeah, Lysia for short, okay. Lysia discusses her character's development and motivation to continue. Here is the clip.
Maybe one of the most rewarding parts of playing this character has been seeing this journey from like a teenager with like, you know, dreams and hopes and then for it just to descend into complete darkness. And I think for her, it's this idea of, well, this is the only way I can protect anyone because everything I did before failed and I've lost my family. I'm the only one left.
Is that
Fear the Walking Dead or Sunday's AMC 9 o'clock ET? Do you guys watch it?
I started watching it and then I just disconnected. I was being Walking Deaded out.
Yeah,
too much. And I have them all on my DVR though. So every episode, I know. I'm sorry, man. So I can catch up, and if I hear that this and The Walking Dead are going to intersect at a certain point, I may go back. And
they have to, because there are characters in Fear of the Walking Dead that we know came from The Walking Dead. So I don't know, unless they micro, you know, break days down into hours.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten to those characters yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the next clip for you. Season 28 of Dancing with the Stars premieres tonight, and Lamar Odom is in the lineup.
F him.
Yeah, I hope he loses.
He didn't call us the other day. Where the former NBA star talks about what he hopes to get out of the experience. Here we go.
Hopefully just give me strength in everything I do. I'm just trying to, every day I'm just trying to get better and better and better, be a better person. So hopefully just bring out the best in me.
Shut up, dummy.
Dancing with the Stars airs tonight, ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
So we have to watch, or at least whatever the voting process is to make sure that Kate wins.
Kate Flannery, our friend, is on there, and we want her to win the whole thing.
So
absolutely want her to win the whole thing.
They don't vote. You don't vote on the first night, right? They kind of just come out and dance and show you. Kat, you know how the show works, right?
I you know what? I haven't watched it in years. I'm going to watch for Kate, and I'm going to vote for Kate. So I'm not sure if they vote on the first night or not.
Can you keep us up to speed so that we can post and make sure that we're inciting everyone to? It would be so awesome if she took the whole thing.
Yep. All right, and there we go. That's our entertainment report. I just saw this note handed to me.
What?
on his way to our studio right now, our buddy Jose.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Jose Lucero, our former maintenance worker when we worked at on River Road in Conshohocken and at Y100, and used to do the game What You Say Jose with him. He will be here this morning.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Did Gary Lauer lend him his limousine?
Maybe. I'm not sure how he's getting here. So we chatted with him on the phone real quick last week, and Casey asked him to come in, so he's going to come in here in person.
Wow, that's awesome.
Jose actually has a driver's license. So.
Oh, well, there we go. He's there.
Oh, yeah. Gary does.
He has a big truck. I think he needs a ladder to get into it.
Yeah. He would have to. He's tiny. He has a big truck.
Yes.
That's perfect. So I never thought about this. I guess Gary doesn't have a driver's license, huh?
No. Would you give him a license?
I never realized that that's why we always had to give him a ride.
I'm not sure Gary has a birth certificate.
All right. Well, that's a great little treat this morning. All
that
right,
is
we're
awesome.
We're going to take a break. Don't forget that Money Shark starts today. We're going to get to that in less than an hour. So your chance to win $1,000. It starts today. Five times it will be happening. I'll get you the details. Lou Cathy's Pitch Box invites a little bit later on, too. Stay with us this morning. We'll be right back.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, The Good Mess. Celebrating our area's best talent, bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com, keyword local shots. It's the gamma and the short destruction. The Good Mess. It's the gamma and the end that ends it all. Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks our world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Case, did you get a chance to tell our next guest to put the headphones on and microphone or anything?
I had to go run and do some other things.
Okay. All right. He looks confused.
Yeah. Well, we're down one person, which we still have to explain for later.
Yeah, so, yeah. We have to.
Wouldn't change much.
We will tell you why Nick McElwain is.
What did you just say?
It doesn't change much. Wouldn't have changed much.
Why Nick is not here today and Marissa's in the studio, but we chatted with this gentleman on the phone last week for a moment. It's been years since we've talked to him.
It's so cool to, we had a couple of reconnections over the past couple of days, and he's one of the crowning achievements here.
We had our intern Joe, who was with the show for years back in our formative days, and he stopped by with his daughter, which was lovely, and then we got an email out of nowhere from the guy that's here right now, and we had him on Friday. He was a former maintenance worker. Well, he's still a maintenance worker,
yes.
But we don't work in that building any longer. But our good friend Jose is here this morning in our studio. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Preston. Good morning, Steve, Kathy, Nick, and to everybody over here.
The gentleman with the camera right there is also named Nick.
Yeah. John, he's John, right? Good morning to everybody.
You, as I said to you, you have not aged a day since we've seen you last. You look exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm 65 already.
Wow.
I went to 66.
You're what? You're 65?
Yes, I'm already.
Dude, you
already?
Oh my God.
You look great. Thank God.
I'm still in life.
You're still alive. Yeah, that's you can tell when your eyes open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very cool. And so you have a nice, in fact, you might have lost a little bit of weight since I remember you before. Are you exercising? Are you doing anything? You work so many jobs and you work hard, but do you do any actual exercise outside of that? Do you run? Do you do Pilates? Anything like that?
First of all, I want to say thank you. Thank God I have my job. And also.
Yes.
And also, my wife take care of me with the best food, good food, cooking good.
She a good cook, yeah.
So she cook and she's take care of me. Thank God.
What's your favorite food that she makes for you?
Now I eat vegetables and fish and chicken and every foods.
So it's
every
your diet, foods. Okay? Your every diet foods. Is what has you looking so good. All right.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's Zoila, right?
Zoila, yes.
Zoila's, yes.
Her name is Zoila.
Zoila. Well, you always called her Zoila.
Yeah.
So did I, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Zoila.
But it's Zoila. Okay. She's very sweet. We've met her.
How are your kids doing?
They are everybody. I have four kids
He's
over
Genghis
here.
Khan. Yeah.
Four kids over here in this country and two in Ecuador.
Wow.
And the stepkids, everybody's okay.
Hey, do you go back to Ecuador ever?
Probably this year I'm going maybe in November.
Okay.
And December.
Do you know what I found out? I watched, I forgot what show it was, but in Ecuador, one of the sports there is women's wrestling is kind of a big deal. Do you ever see female wrestlers in Ecuador?
Yeah, they practice now that sport.
Is it like the highly theatrical
wrestling
type?
What do they call them? What are they?
They call lucha libre.
Lucha libre. That's it.
No, Steve. They wear like dresses and stuff.
Yeah. Really? Not like the masks that you see the other. Yeah.
They're wearing like they're going to like a southern affair.
Wow.
Yeah, and they beat the crap out of each other. It's pretty wild.
Do you watch that when you get back?
I'm not watching that kind of sports. I'm watching American football.
Oh, you're
like Eagles game, something mm-hmm. like that. Okay. And also, I listen to you guys sometimes because I miss you guys.
You told the story when we were talking to Jose Preston when we got to that building over there in Conshohocken when Y100 was there. You were one of the first people we met, and every day after that, you were always smiling and always nice and had a good attitude, and we fell in love with you. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, and also Preston say, Steve, what you say, Jose?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can play. Do you want to play What You Say, Jose today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have my memories over here.
He's got a memory box with him, guys.
Oh!
Can I see that? What's in it?
Okay, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to open
that. That's a human finger, Preston.
My memory. It's
his collection.
Steve,
you keep souvenirs.
Where's Nick?
Nick's not here.
He's with the show.
He was let go.
He passed away in a karaoke accident. What is this?
All right, so first, Jose has a series of pictures, okay? And they're photocopies. We did a promotion one time with a donut company, and we tried to see how many donuts we could stack that would equal Jose's height, because Jose is like 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of him with the donuts. We had a big a dowel, rod that we got, and we slipped donuts in it, and there's like... Because the donuts, as the weight got stronger, the bottom one started getting compressed, so we had like... 80 donuts on this thing.
And look at in that picture. I think you look better now than you, even in that picture. And you've always been a good-looking guy.
He has lost weight. Okay. Yeah. So here is, what is this?
That's just Spank Bank right there.
What is this?
It's just pictures of hot chicks. And
no, it's not. It's, no, there's all kinds of quotes from him and a bunch of different photos throughout. Okay, so we have a picture of Jose who's riding on the back of a... remember we told you we did a contest where we had large women. It was for the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
We did a race through our building where we had small men riding on tall women's backs. And so we have Jose riding on the woman's back, and he's wearing a fireman's helmet. So there's a picture of that as well. Oh, my God. There's a picture of him as Squirrelito.
Oh!
Where he was, we tried to make him into a flying squirrel. We put a tarp on his back. It was a really, really, really windy day, and we tried to make him fly.
Turns out we couldn't get him airborne. We had you get, you were being pulled by the wings, but it wasn't lifting you up.
Exactly.
We tried.
Then we have a picture of him. Is this Magnus Vermagnuson?
No, that's Brock Lesnar.
Oh, is that Brock Lesnar?
I forgot we even had him on.
Wow, so it's a picture of Jose and Brock Lesnar together.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to put some of these up. If you don't mind, Jose, we put some of these up.
Yeah, for sure. And so there's a couple pictures of that, and then there's the picture of him riding on the woman's back as well. So some pretty cool stuff from the memory box. I like that, Jose.
That's I keep in for the show in the morning show. And I want to tell you guys,
okay,
really, to all Americans, good Americans, thank you. First of all, thanks God. And after, I want to say all the American guys, and especially you guys, you take care of me. You guys like me. You good friends. Really, I have to say thank you, American guys, and thank you, American.
Oh.
I have anything I want. Anything anything I get is from America. I want to say thank you, American, to every president, every world, everybody.
Well, you work hard.
Really,
you work very hard.
I say thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Preston,
yeah.
Steve, Casey, Kathy, Marissa.
Yeah.
Everybody. What's his name?
That's Nick as well. Yeah.
Nick. Okay. Yeah. Thank you to everybody. You guys take care of me. I'm here for say to hi everybody, and especially my friend Dave Early.
Yes.
And,
Dave is a good friend.
Anthony Russo. He's my supervisor.
Anthony Russo.
Good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a good guy. And also, I want to say hi to everybody. Like I say, Corinne, she just got married. She's a good lady, a nice lady.
Okay.
So, but not like Kathy.
Lovely Kathy.
Lovely Kathy, yes. Thank you to everybody.
And Dave and Jose were like, when working together there, were like, they were at the hip. It was like Master Blaster, Steve.
Yeah.
It was like,
you know, best of friends, good guy, always looks out for you, and you look out for him, and it's a good thing. So,
thank you, Steve.
You're a good man, Jose. Thank you. I will.
And Kathy, how's your husband?
He's good. Thank you.
I remember you cry when you get the ring. engage.
So you were there.
Kathy's husband proposed on air, and there was sort of money on whether there'd be a yes or no response to that. So,
yes.
But it actually went through, and they've been going strong.
Okay.
So he's money guy.
Money guy. Casey, do we have some prizes and we can play What You Say, Jose?
Yes, we do.
All right, so here's the deal. Jose is a huge music fan.
He is.
And he knows song lyrics like nobody's business from the world of rock music.
He's sort of the Clive Davis of Ecuador.
Yes, you're right. He's a rock guy of everybody.
Absolutely.
And what we're going to do is have him recite some lyrics for you. And if you can figure out what song he is reciting lyrics from, then you can win a prize. 215-263-WMMR is the number. So give us a call right now, and we'll have Jose recite some of these lyrics. And all you have to do is figure out what song he's talking about, and you can win a prize. And we have what kind of things do we have, Casey?
Well, we do have cases of beer. We got a couple of passes to the Bitch Box sorority party. We have one set of STP pit tickets and a meet and greet with the band.
Whoa.
And we have two pairs of tickets to see Chevy Chase presents Caddyshack at the Borgata.
We played back that interview this morning. It was a lot of fun. Happened late on Friday.
I was on my way home on Friday after the show, and I was at a red light, and a guy pulled up next to me, and he gestured for me to roll my window down, and I rolled my window. He goes, "Dude, Chevy Chase." He's like, "Who knew?" He's like, "That was great." He loved the interview.
That's awesome.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. So. We were happy with it, too.
Jose, We'll stop you. Okay, you just read or recite.
Casey, don't you sort of, do you help him along? I forget, it's been a while since we played this. All right,
no,
he's on his own.
He starts to recite the lyrics, and I'll tell you when to stop, okay?
Okay.
And if our callers can identify the song, then they can win. It's that easy. And I don't have the answer, so we'll do this together.
Uh-huh.
I'll go to Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, anybody ever tell you guys rock?
Oh, man. Thank you, man.
We appreciate that, bud. All right, so we're going old school Preston and Steve this morning with our buddy Jose and What You Say, Jose. You ready to hear the lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right, Jose, go ahead.
She grew up in the Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around, but she grew up the tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on them Indiana nights.
Okay. Let me see if you know what that is, Brian.
Oh, well.
I know it.
He did a good job. Jose did a good job.
He did, yeah.
Jeez. Ball with a ball, Kid Rock.
No, not ball with a ball from Kid Rock. Sorry, bud. We'll try that same one again. We'll go with Harry this time, unless Harry knows what it is. Hey, Harry, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Harry, did you hear Jose, or does he need to recite those lyrics again?
I did hear it, and I do not have a clue.
Really?
Oh, I thought he did an excellent job.
Right,
you just may not know the song. It's possible.
Appreciate it, Harry. Let me try. Let's go to Dawn and see if she might know. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn. Do you need to hear the lyrics again from Jose, or did you hear those?
I need to hear them again.
Okay. Jose, if you would, please.
She grew up in the Indiana town and a good-looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on the Indiana nights.
Okay. Dawn, you know what song that is?
Damn it, I don't, and I wanted the bitch box.
Oh! All right, we'll do three callers per all song. Right. What do you say about that?
Yeah,
it's Mary Jane's Last Dance. Or I would have even accepted Last Dance with Mary Jane, but... Yep. Yeah, she grew up tall, and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
And you did a damn good job on that, Jose, with the pacing.
All right, next, let's do a new one. All right, we'll try to we'll wipe the slate clean, and this time we will go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
Good. We are playing an old school Preston and Steve game. What you say, Jose? You ready to try it?
Yes, sir. Jose, how you doing? It's Robert from MSA.
Oh, Robert, how you doing? How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Just wanted to tell you guys got Zeus.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. Thanks. All right, you ready, Jose?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Please, allow me to introduce myself. I am a man of wealthy and tasty. I've been around for a long years, stole many a man saw to waste.
Okay.
Damn good.
That is good.
Damn good.
All right, Robert?
Is that the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil?
You got it!
Robert. He's a rock man.
He's a rock guy.
Yeah. He's a rock guy. Jose knows him.
Yeah. He is a rock guy. Wow. All right, Robert, here's what we got for you, Case.
Wow, man. Just because you are a rock man... I am going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chevy Chase Presents Caddyshack on September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Borgata Events Center. All the information is at theborgata.com.
All right. Congratulations, Robert.
I'm going to recut this with Jose's read.
Yeah. That was a good one, Jose.
Really good.
Nice work.
Well, Jose's a rock guy.
He is of everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to next. We're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela. We are playing What You Say, Jose.
My daughter is so bummed. She had just
jumped
out of the car to go to school. She wanted to say good
morning.
Oh, man. What's her name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey? Well, okay. If she hears us on the podcast, mm-hmm. How are you, Aubrey?
We'll give her our love. All right, so here we go, Debbie. A new song from Jose. You ready?
Ready.
All right, Jose, go ahead. Oh, wait, let me see. Hang on, he's handing me something. Yeah, we're done with this.
All right. Right now. Good man.
Okay. Yep.
What's with this... Honeys, this design my girl. Who do they are good from? What did we ever to do this guys that made it so you violent?
No one's ever gonna get this.
No,
I know it.
You do.
The very first line again.
I thought he did it. Yes, yeah. This is a little more problematic, but that first line was pretty good.
Can you do the first line again?
Yeah, do that again, Jose, please.
What is with this honeys design my girl? Why do they got front? What did we ever to do these guys that made them so violent?
Okay. Debbie, what do you think?
Well, it's Angela, but...
Oh, Angela.
Angela?
Where does it say Debbie?
It's Debbie and Angela.
Okay, Debbie Angela. Okay.
Angela is short for Debbie.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go with... Oh, I don't know.
Mm. Oh, all right. Sorry, Debbie Angela. Okay. Thank you, though. We'll see you later.
Debbie Angela.
Let me go to another caller.
Do you like to be called Angela for short?
Let me go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, man. All right, Craig, do you need to hear that again from Jose?
No, I'm good.
What is it?
That's Buddy Holly.
Oh, my God. Yeah! Wow. I never, ever would have gotten that.
Without that first sentence, that would have been an issue, but that I got it immediately on the first sentence.
All right, Craig, you're a winner. What do we have for him, Case?
For you, Craig, we got a case of Yards Loyal Lager. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's Philly's hometown lager since 1994. Yards has been loyal to Philly, and Philly has been loyal to Yards, so they brewed a beer to say thank you. Pick up Yards Loyal Lager wherever Yards beers are sold, including Ray Street Cafe in Old City.
All right, Craig, hang on. We'll set you up. We got a few more to go. We got some prizes to give away. So I will go next to, let's go to Jay. Hi there, Jay.
Hey, you guys rock.
Right, thanks, man. All right, Jay, our old friend Jose from way back in the day when we worked in Conshohocken at Y100, our maintenance worker. We used to play a game. He was on our show all the time.
Nicest guy you'll ever meet.
And so we do this game called What You Say, Jose, and all you have to do is decipher the lyric that he recites to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You have to tell us what song this comes from, okay, Jose? Yeah, the top line, the top one there. Yep. This is just one line, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Okay. Is this really life? Is this just a...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes! Wow!
Nailed it!
Wow. He didn't even need...
Wow.
Anything more than is this just, yeah. Is this real life?
I think we're seeing the birth of Jose Mercury.
Man. All right, Jay, you're a winner. And Casey, what are we going
to
give Jay?
We only had one of these, Jay, so congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to Party in the Pit with Pierre for Stone Temple Pilots and Rival Sons concert. It's on Thursday at the Met. Plus, meet and greet passes for STP. Tickets are on sale now, including the $19.33 Party Pit special offer. While supplies last, all the details are at WMMR.com.
Congratulations, Jay.
Jose, do you like the band? Yeah. Do you like the band Queen?
I don't know what's that.
That's just music
the song
right
it's
now.
Playing right here. Anyway, the wind blows
doesn't really matter. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
okay. Good. So it's
all right.
Pretty good.
It's all right.
By the way, Jose in our studio right now is on our Facebook Live. We have video streaming live.
Awesome. Yeah.
If you would like to take a look at Jose and what we're doing here in the studio. All right, let me go over next to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Robert, we're playing What You Say, Jose. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, let's try this out. Jose, the number two. Here we go.
She was a fast machine. She keep her motor clean. She was...
Stop. Okay. AC/DC shook you all night long.
There it is.
Don't tell me Jose doesn't know his stuff.
He's a rock guy.
Yes.
All right, Robert, hang on a second. We got a prize for you.
We got a Casey Yards Loyal Lager. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's Philly's hometown lager since 1994. Yards has been loyal to Philly, and Philly has been loyal to Yards, so they brewed a beer to say thank you. Pick up Yards Local Lager wherever Yards beers are sold, including the beer outlet in Franklin Mills.
All right, I have an idea here, Preston, at some point just for later.
Yes.
Nick Murphy has enough of a video genius to do this. Replace from the Bohemian Rhapsody, the final scene at Live Aid
with Jose.
Jose in the T-shirt.
Do a deep fake of
a
Jose.
A deep fake with Jose.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that be great?
I love it. And for those of you who want to see the best smile in the world,
yeah.
you need to watch the video of us on Facebook Live because Jose is permanently smiling.
Always.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see. I don't know how many more we have to go, but we're going to try. This is Debbie. Debbie, can we call you Angela, by the way?
Why not?
Why not, she says. All right, Debbie, you ready to play What You Say, Jose?
I am.
All right, let's go ahead. Jose, please get the next one.
Here come old flat top. He comes growing up surely. He is got you to A.L.E. Balls.
There you go. What? I know it. I got it.
I got it.
Yep.
Debbie, any idea?
Let me say it one more time.
One more time,
yeah. Okay. Here come old fast flat top. He comes growing up surely. He is got you to A.L.E. Balls.
Come together.
Yes!
Yes, of course!
Come together for the Beatles.
You know, because he nailed Flat Top.
Yeah. And he's got JoJo Ilabase.
Yes.
As well. So that was perfect. Debbie, here's what we have for you.
Got a pair of tickets to see Chevy Chase Presents Caddyshack on September 28th. You can see him with your own Ilabase at 8 p.m. at the Borgata Event Center. Information at theborgata.com.
By the way, we have every confidence that we're Jose hosting a show in Ecuador, and we were doing the same thing, trying to sing.
Oh, my God.
We would be,
are you kidding me?
It'd be very difficult.
Of course.
So we give him massive kudos for this.
Yep. All right. And let's just do one more, if you guys don't mind, because we got to get ready for our Money Shark contest.
Yes.
Coming up in a little while. So I'm going to go to Shannon, and we'll let her try it out. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, we have our good buddy Jose on, and he's a rock guy, and he knows rock music. He is going to recite a lyric for you. If you can identify it, you win a prize. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, Jose?
Oh, I think so. I think so. She's ready.
All right. Good. You got a good feeling about it, Jose.
All right, here we go.
At home drawing pictures of mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow, sun arms, rises in a B, dead lay in, then pulls and maroon balloon.
Okay, that ought to be enough right there. Shannon?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Again, it occurs in the first few words, and I got it immediately.
All right, let's go next to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Do you need to hear that again?
Can you do it one more time?
Sure. All right, sure. Jose.
It's good. At home, drawing picture of the mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow, sun arms, rises in an AV, dead lay in and pulls of maroon balloon.
Okay. Dudley. All right. Any idea?
You know, I know the song, but I'm coming up completely blank on the name as soon as I'm off the phone. I'll think.
I'm sure you will. All right. Sorry. We're going to do one more caller, and then we will have to wrap it up. So I'm going to go to Valerie. Hey, Valerie.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. Valerie, do you need to hear those lyrics again?
One more time, please.
Jose?
At home, driving picture of the mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow, sun arms, raised in a AV that lay in pools and maroon balloon deadly did it.
Give okay. That's fair enough. All right, Valerie?
I can't understand him.
Oh,
but what'd you say, Jose?
Listen, here's the deal. In the first few words, yeah. It's one of the most iconic openings of a rock song ever.
Yeah, we all understand him.
Yeah, it's Jeremy, by the way. That's not Jeremy. Sorry. That's Jeremy. Yeah. Drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top, lemon yellow sun.
And Jose was doing the Eddie Vedder face. Yes.
Arms raised in a B.
And the dead lay in pools of maroon below. Jose, you did an excellent job today.
Yeah! Thank you.
Wonderful job. We gave away a bunch of great prizes, and we had some fun. And it's just the best to see you. That's the most important thing. And like I said, you have not aged a day. We haven't seen you in years. And did Casey show you the cardboard cutout that we have of you in the office?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to see it. We got to get a new. Actually, take a new picture if we can.
We could.
We have to take a side by side.
Yes, we'll definitely do a side by side picture because Jose has been a. We see him every day when we come here. We have this life size cardboard cutout of him.
We miss him that much.
It just makes your day when you see him.
Yeah.
Hey, give Dave our best and your family and everything. And we're so glad you had some time to come by. Here this morning.
Preston, Steve, Casey, everybody, appreciate that. I'm going to give to my friends, to in special my wife. And also, my wife's boss, I think, is Janine Pagano. She's listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the coffee boys. Everybody listens to the radio. And also, another day I listen, they listen to you, taking the furniture stuff, all the furniture from the building, they listen to you guys.
The furniture delivery people.
Furniture delivery people.
Okay, wow.
I say you guys rock guy, and he said, I'm the heavy rock guy. I'm the heavy metal.
Steve, you know, I just thought of while Jose was talking. Do you remember one time? Somebody, Jose, took somebody's French fry, and the guy goes, are you crazy?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I have that.
I like to eat the French fries at that time. I said, can I have a piece? He said, are you crazy?
I mean, the guy had a breakdown just because you took one French fry.
You know, like, we had a clip of him saying, "Are you crazy?"
Yeah, he don't like he don't want to share with me the French fries.
Oh my god!
No, you would. You would share all your French fries.
I think the last time we saw you, you were in here to drink breast milk. Was that the last time?
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Chuck's wife's breast milk.
Yeah. Are you crazy? I want to grow up a little bit more with the breast milk.
What do they call it? White beer?
Yeah. White beer.
White beer, right?
No, white wine.
White wine.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate you. Take care of me.
You'll come back again, Jose, right?
Yes, I will. Right. As soon as you guys want me, give me a call.
Awesome. All right. Let's hear for Jose. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. We're going to come back in a moment. Your chance to win some money, man. We got the money shark. Stay put.
More new music. Another huge Philly concert event. Get ready for Green Day. Weezer. And Fall Out Boy, the Hella Mega Tour 2020. Saturday, August 29th at Citizens Bank Park. Almost a year away, but hella worth the wait. Join us for a night on the diamond under the stars. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. Get details now at WMMR.com, including a concert pre-sale and the skinny on the new music from each band. Green Day. Weezer. Fall Out Boy, August 29th, 2020, at the ballpark. From 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
You guys ready for this?
Yes!
There we go.
93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
MMR's Money Shark. Money Shark.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's this simple. We give you a keyword. You have until 8:15 to enter it. I'll tell you how to do it, and you just might win $1,000. So the keyword for this hour is job, J-O-B. And you have until 8:15 to enter it via text to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or you can enter using the WMMR mobile app, or the contest page at WMMR.com to be entered for the $10,000 grand prize. So that's through the mobile app or through the website for the $10,000 grand prize. But if you are randomly drawn, you'll win $1,000 and we will call you. All right? Complete contest rules are available at WMMR.com. So text the word job to either 45911, enter it through the MMR mobile app, or through WMMR.com. Job, J-O-B. Good luck from Horizon Services and WMMR. And that's just how simple it is. And we begin. And by the way, that happens 5 times a day, every Monday through Friday, as long as we do this.
It's a lot of loot.
Absolutely. So don't miss out on it. Let's do the Bizarre File, shall we?
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Alrighty, it is brought to you by Delaware Valley University. Advance your career with an accredited MBA from Delaware Valley University, just 10 courses. For more information, you can go to delval.edu/MBA10. So, more than 2,000 medically preserved fetal remains were found on the property of a doctor who operated a clinic in Indiana and died earlier this month.
Jeez.
The sheriff's office says the family of Dr. Ulrich Klopfer reported finding the remains while they were sorting through his personal belongings. He died on September 3rd. The family's attorney requested that the coroner's office provide proper 2,246 medically preserved fetal remains.
Yeah, they're saying he's like a Gosnell type of guy.
I don't know who Gosnell is.
The local guy, the abortionist, or he was doing the same thing.
Oh, that dude,
say he's on that level.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Authorities add that the family is fully cooperating. There is no evidence that medical procedures were performed on his property. He had operated a South Bend abortion clinic, and he closed it down in 2016 after an investigation revealed the clinic did not comply with Indiana state law and lost its license.
That Gosnell guy, his first name is Kermit.
I know. Right? The most beloved character. Right? Muppet.
Yeah. A homeowner rushed out into his front yard to stop a bulldozer that was destroying his home at the time. Mm. The man, Taylor Parker, said that he was in the shower when he heard what seemed like an earthquake. He said, "You can't fathom that somebody just went through your house. It doesn't seem real. It basically felt like an earthquake. The whole house was shaking for a good 20, 25 seconds. The bulldozer driver was supposed to be doing work at another home down the street. He said, "I got my towel on, I ran out my front door, and all I see is a bulldozer tearing up my yard and went through the house." He said, "I flagged the guy to stop, jumped in front, basically yanked him out. Fortunately, no one was hurt." Parker said that his two kids were at school at the time. He doesn't have an estimate on how much the damage will cost. Parker said the driver took the bulldozer to the back of the house several times as well, and police responded to the scene. They said they didn't know why the bulldozer ended up at Parker's home. Officers gave the bulldozer driver a blood test, and I don't know the results of that.
"All I did was get out of the shower."
He was, yes, and he ran out.
"All I did was get out of the shower."
Do you have the other one, too?
"I just got out of the shower. I just got out of the shower.
Are you crazy?
I just got out of the shower.
Are you crazy?"
Oh, yeah.
Can I break in really quickly, Preston?
Yeah.
A few Money Shark problems are happening, so I suggest that if you'd like to enter for the $1,000, just go to WMMR.com or the WMR app.
All righty, then. Yeah, I'll need to find out what that's all about. Are they trying to text and it's not working, the short code?
Yeah, they're just getting a bounce back. So if you go to the website, it'll work.
Okay. Are you crazy?
Or you can do use the MMR app as well, so you can do that.
Or just not participate. Call it a draw.
Try again at 11.
Here's a follow-up story. The newborn twins are fine, but not so for the world's oldest parents. Both are in the intensive care unit.
Oh, boy.
Remember the story from last
week?
Yeah,
I do.
The couple from India, both in their 70s, had created an international stir when their baby girls conceived through a donor egg and delivered by cesarean section arrived full term and healthy. Well, as the new parents, they remain in an Indian ICU with controversy. New controversy is whirling in the already ethically suspect case. The doctor who handled the pregnancy is insisting that he was tricked into believing that the mom was in her 60s. He said it was only
She was only 60.
Only by chance, after she had conceived, that her husband let out accidentally to one of the nurses her real age, the doctor told the Times of London. He said, "I was livid." So the mom, Aramati Mangayama, has been in intensive care since the delivery. The dad, Raha Rao, on the other hand, started out strong, but a day later he collapsed from a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And he remains in the ICU. Doctors are not releasing information on their illnesses except to say both are stable. Wow. Meanwhile, the twins, who have yet to be named, are actually putting on weight nicely. They're doing well.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Bizarre story. Hey, it should be in... Oh, wait, it is.
Three people have been taken to the hospital after a famed Brisbane riverboat crashed into a jetty and had its floor split in half, and that's not all. So the Kookaburra Queen II vessel had been completing a journey with 60 people on board when it crashed into the pier, splintering its outer railing and floor level. In the commotion caused by the damages, a woman fell through the cracks created in the floor and landed on the lap of a fellow passenger who was in her 70s who was sitting on the toilet at the time.
God. Thank you, God!
And landed on her. Other passengers then said they rushed up to help the two women after the fall. While police are now investigating the cause of the crash, it has since confirmed that the skipper who had been driving the boat was working his first day on the job, by the way.
It's amazing no one died.
Yeah, it is. A Miami-Dade woman who feuded with neighbors after she allegedly refused to cover up or close her blinds while hanging out in her home fully nude is accused of fatally shooting one of the neighbors.
Mm.
Taquana Washington was arrested Wednesday on charges of second-degree murder. The charges stem from the shooting that happened near her home. Earlier in the day, she had been involved in an argument with neighborhood children over her being fully nude with her window and blinds open. Washington had refused to close the blinds or put on clothing, even as the children played in an open field next to her window. After Washington refused to close the blinds, the unidentified victim sprayed dog repellent at her through the window screen, and that's when Washington grabbed a gun and fired two shots at the victim through the window, hitting her once in the back, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene.
It seems like both parties handled this the right way.
Right. The firearm was never recovered. Washington was questioned and released pending further investigation. Police haven't said what ultimately led to her arrest, but she is currently being held.
We've had stories like this before, and I forget if it's a goes by each separate jurisdiction or what the story is. If you're in your house and you're naked and you're visible from the street, in general, are you breaking the law if you're on your own premises? I mean, I would imagine if you're visible, you can't be stark naked. Right, standing at the edge of your property line, like across from a school, right?
It depends. Yeah, it depends. There are people that are allowed to, for whatever the rules are in their community, they can, you know, work in their garden naked if they want to or not.
I think there has to be some sort of
I'm not really sure.
Boundary situation.
One last story. A lightning bolt has killed 23 cows after it hit one and then traveled along a metal fence and the others were standing next to it and took them all out.
Oh, my God. Man. This is an utter catastrophe. Been waiting for one of those. It's been quite a while.
Why do I never remember that when I'm putting these stories together? Disturbing footage shows the animals, which have scorched marks on their stomachs, lying in a row on a farm in Texas after a thunderstorm. It's pretty wild looking because they're all laying on the ground with their legs turned up. Rancher Bobby Woody. Said that it was one of the wildest and craziest things he had ever witnessed. He said when the lightning hit, it had such a strong voltage, it basically jolted one cow in the middle of the field. Bobby Woody said that he made the grim discovery on his farm a few days after the storm had passed. Video shows the bloated cow's carcasses covered in flies, some with their legs sticking up into the air.
Dear God.
Poor Bobby Woody and
poor
his
Bobby. I lost a whole bunch of cows that day.
Yep. Can you eat those afterwards? I mean,
that's probably, what I was wondering.
Probably right away.
But yeah, but they were rotting, right?
They sit there for a few days.
Yeah, a few days. Okay.
Yeah, as long as you, clean them properly.
Well, I'm just thinking, just trying to make lemonade out of, lemons
dead
here.
Cows.
Which is weird. You should just make hamburger out of them.
You got to assess those cows.
When life gives you dead cows.
Yeah, make lemonade.
Make lemonade if you can. Sit back and enjoy.
Dead bloated cows.
Hey, I wanted to do a birthday. Guess who was up till midnight watching the Eagles lose? A birthday shout out.
Okay, I had a list of them I was going to do, but
Then I'll wait for you.
Can we?
Why don't you combine the list and make it into a song?
Go ahead and do yours now. When we come back, I have a few that I'm going
to
do.
All right, so listener Sean Taylor wanted to wish his wife Lisa Taylor a happy 30th birthday. They are streaming us. They went away somewhere, so I don't know. They're in the Caribbean somewhere listening to the show.
Is this a shout out or just a birthday wish?
I think it's a birthday shout out. Right. So happy birthday, Lisa. There you go.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just one.
All right.
And then you'll have a birthday list later on, right?
Here's what I want to do. I want to give away some invites to the very exclusive party that is happening on Thursday. President Steve Zeta Eta Pi Sorority presents Kathy Romano's Bitch Box Part 3 Party. Can take lady callers 20 and 21 at 215-263-WMMR. And speaking of 21, you have to be at least 21 years of age. We are in a casino, and we are going to have cocktails.
Absolutely. There will be libation, and it's a sorority. That's why we're saying ladies only.
Yeah, so let's get the invites now, and we're headed to Harrah's in Philadelphia on Thursday night. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. You're invited to go with us, 215-263-WMMR. We are going to have a damn good time. Harrah's Philadelphia, where Philly comes out to play.
I'm so excited to get another crack at those cookies, Preston.
Oh, my God. What's the cookie place?
Carney's Cookies.
Yeah.
I know.
I've never tasted anything quite like them.
I know. And wait till you meet her. She's like just as joyful as the cookies are. She's so sweet.
Anybody else you want to mention?
Yeah, you know what? Hey Honey is involved with us every single year. They love the Bitch Box, and they send us items every year. There's actually a sneak peek of what's in the box on PrestonandSteve.com. You can take a look, but I actually listed out my face treatment routine. I truly use these products that go in the box, but every single day I use Hey Honey products. So we have it up on the website. You can take a look at some of the stuff that I use. And they have a 20% off right now.
I'm looking at the pictures of you using it. And I know I've worked with you a long time. It looks like you're ripping your face off part of it, but you look really pretty in this shot right here, Kathy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Click the video there.
You did. No, stop it.
Stop it. The Salt Cave of Doylestown and Newtown, this place has helped me tremendously with my sinus infections. And so,
really?
Yes. And it's actually a really cool spot to go to, but she has two locations. And then Curry Hair, Skin, and Nails, they have their own line of cosmetics and hair products, and they've given us assortment of them. So everybody will get a little taste of what they offer as well.
Excellent. All right, so let's get the callers now. Listen, I want to remind you, you got about a minute left. It's Money Shark. It's a chance for you to win $1,000. The keyword is job. Apparently, we're having issues with the special short code, so you want to enter using the MMR mobile app or through the contest page at WMMR.com. You will also be entered for the $10,000 grand prize if you try to enter via those vehicles. So it's from Horizon Services and WMMR. Good luck to you. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay near.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So, yesterday was a beautiful day, and the Burger Brawl happened. We had been talking about this for quite a while. And,
yeah.
The first time at the Navy Yard this year. And Steve, you and Casey were representing as judges. Marissa was there, but not as a judge because Marissa doesn't eat meat. So.
Everybody asked me. They're like, oh, are you here to eat meat? Well, I was like, there's literally one burger I can eat here, and I ate lots of them. Thank you, Cup City Veg.
Yeah, very good. But how was the competition?
It was very good. I mean, so the new location was, I thought, was great because it was not on hot pavement, so everyone was in a more relaxed ready-to-eat mode. I thought Case... Now, we were round one in the judging, and, of course, they brought each selection with just a number on it. We didn't know where they were coming from.
Right.
But, so you say, can this work? Is this accurate? At the end of our judging round, everyone at our six people at the table, five agreed on the best burger just randomly. So that was cool, and I believe we all picked the winning burger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is the judge's choice here, Preston, if you have that out over there.
I do. So the judge's choice, you would definitely know this burger if you had picked it because it was from, hang on a second here, I want to make sure I have the information proper because it describes the burger and exactly what's on it. So it was the judge's choice was Lucky's Last Chance.
Yeah.
They have two locations, Manayunk and South Philadelphia. And you have to love pickles or you wouldn't have chosen this one. It's called the Pickle Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think more so it was just a juicy, cheesy burger. I don't recall it being over flavored with pickle, well, although I looked at the ingredients.
Yeah, here's what's on it. 2 quarter-pound beef patties, American cheese, pickles, fried pickles, dill-flavored potato chips, pickle relish and pickle aioli on a butter toasted Licio's pub roll.
So we're trying to figure out what the fried thing was. Casey, it was fried pickles. That's what it was. So, yeah. To me, the pickles didn't overpower the sandwich, mm-mm, and it was actually really, really good. So we all gave that high ratings. And Lucky's has kind of become sort of a monster in this competition. They keep taking top honors.
Really?
They've taken a couple years, yeah.
Yeah. And there was a burger that we had tried that you like, Steve, that won in the People's Choice.
Yeah.
I don't think it won one, but it was in the top three. It was one where you were like, wow, this is kind of like a meatloaf almost. And it actually had brisket that was combined with the burger meat as well.
Yeah, that was Bainbridge Street Barrel House in Queen Village. They had an 8-ounce brisket burger blend, Green Meadow Farm horseradish cheddar, fig aioli, so it had some sweetness in it.
Mm-hmm.
Shredded lettuce, plum shishito bacon jam, and fried shallots.
Oh, and that's Eric is the chef over there, the owner over there, and he is a huge fan of our show.
Okay.
Podcast and updates us all the time. So congratulations to him. I didn't realize he won.
Now, the other one's in the judge's choice. Let me give you second third as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So second place was the Bercy in Ardmore. They had a Wagyu burger boa. Pickled cucumbers, spicy aioli, pickled vegetables, beef, Wagyu, Wagyu patty, sesame seeds, and a bao bun.
I don't think we got to taste that one.
No, we didn't.
A bao bun. It's the, it looks like a little wrap.
Oh.
It's like a little taco.
Then we did get that one.
Did
we? Remember that one that we didn't, we were like, what kind of bread is this?
No, no. If you look at the picture, it's not, so I'm looking at the picture here, Case, it's not.
No, these pictures don't coincide with the winners.
Okay.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, Steve, we did get that one.
There's nothing on here.
There's just no words on
There's no words on
it. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those, yeah, you'll get that in Asian food. Those,
okay.
Yeah.
That was a unique, that was a tasty little burger.
That one, for me, it got the highest score as far as originality is concerned.
Right.
Because we were judging on a couple of different categories. One was presentation, taste, and originality. And that one, I thought, was the... All, it was the most original burger I've ever eaten.
You know where all the burgers, though, fell down was in the Q&A.
Yeah.
They, you know, we had questions about world politics, and they were not able to answer, which was odd.
Third place was Moonshine Philly in Pennsport, and they had the Pennsport.
Yeah.
The crispy prosciutto, mozzarella, caramelized onions, basil aioli, arugula, tomato jam on a garlic toasted bun. Now, that sounds like one I would like.
Yeah.
So that was third. That took third place. The People's Choice went to Bainbridge Street Barrel House, as we had said. Then second place was the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
In Center City. And they had Guinness Burger Sliders. Signature steak burger blend, whiskey bacon jam with Guinness cheese sauce, leaf lettuce, and tomato. And then third place was Lucky's Last Chance, Queen Village and Manayunk. Did they come by here? No.
Maybe not this year, but I feel like they have been here in years past.
They, 1 year they took the top honors with, I believe it had a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's right. Thing on
it. Yeah, it was pretty wild. So,
so this time around for the People's Choice, they had the Pickle Monster as well came in third place for People's Choice. So the same burgers were up for both?
Yeah.
You could
So the crowd was voting as well.
Yeah, everybody that that enters gets a little poker chip.
Okay.
And they are allowed to put that poker chip in whichever, you know, in every burger joint that's there, they have a little bucket. And if you prefer that burger over any of the other burgers, you put your poker chip in their bucket.
So. Okay.
So, Preston, people were wandering around. It was packed. I mean, there was a super good turnout, and that was great. But people were being very serious about comparing notes and whether you were – I tend to be more traditional in how I like the burgers. There are other people who like people to go crazy creative and put – you know, crab cakes on them and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And whatever you liked, there was something there. But at the end of the day, just by our experience, it did appear to me that the judging was pretty accurate.
Yeah, well, a good burger is a good burger. But, you know, I sort of, the way I judge, not unlike the belly flop championship, you know, there's the base, right? And the base is the flop.
It's all about the base.
It's all about the base. So for me, it's all about the burger. And then all the other stuff that you can put on top of it is fine. But if the burger is, you know, can stand alone.
The meat part of it?
The meat part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, if that can stand alone by itself, okay, then that, now agree. We're talking.
You know what I find when it comes to burgers, what I don't care for are the really high stacked burgers when there's just a lot of stuff on it.
I agree. Being able to hold a hamburger without crap sliding out, I hate that.
I even like ones that are kind of bare bones and kind of smashed, like squished down a little bit.
Can you hold it? Could you hold it in one hand and eat it?
Yes,
I agree.
Eat it while driving without spilling any of it all over your lap or whatever.
So Preston, this family comes up, the two young boys with the family, there's grease stains down the front of their shirt. How are you enjoying the burger roll?
So I got to tell you, I got a burger on Friday night. I put a little video together with my kids, just sort of promote the event. And I got this burger on Friday night. I'm not going to say where.
Yeah.
It was like a top five burger for me. I couldn't believe how good this burger was.
Your video was great, by the way. I really enjoyed it.
Dude, that was all done on the iPhone, iMovie.
Yeah.
There's like a little template that you can just, you know, insert your video clips on. But the burger itself, I was like, I can't believe how good this thing is. Yeah. It was
Can I ask why you don't want to identify?
Because they're not paying for it. Oh.
I thought you maybe wanted to keep it a secret.
No. It's in Delco. So if you're in Delco and you're interested in finding out where I got this amazing burger, you can send me an email or whatever, and I'll let you know.
Kate, I'm going to make your day here. Former employees of the Last Stand.
Oh, really?
Are trying to get that going again.
I've talked to the owners.
Casey's favorite hot dog place ever on earth.
Oh, and it's all about the sauce, man. You know the hot dog is, and the hot sauce is great, but the secret sauce that they put on there nobody knows the recipe press.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not chili, you know, per se.
Yeah.
It's kind of like chili, but it's not.
Okay.
It's a sauce.
It's kind of like chili, but it's not.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
Preston, you're not saying it right. It's snot.
It's snot.
You don't order a chili cheese dog at this place. You order a hot dog with sauce and cheese.
Okay.
But they were saying, it takes a lot of hot dogs to make a profit. So,
yeah.
You know, that's why they haven't opened just yet.
And in the Valley of the Blind, a one-eyed man is king.
Yeah.
But by the way, they had the most Instagrammable burger contest as well.
Oh, that's cool.
And there were three winners in that. You had, and I guess they didn't do a first, second, and third, I don't think. It said Instagram worthy. So here they are. The Sauce Boss. Which is from Steam Pub in Southampton. 8-ounce Chuck Burger, slow-cooked candied chili bacon and American cheese in between French toast.
Yeah.
Top of the fried egg and maple syrup.
A lot of people were talking about that one, and then the second place was Spit String, Preston.
No. It was called the Best Stack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Homegrown from Bainbridge Street Barrel House. An 8-ounce brisket burger blend. Is that the same one?
Yeah, from the first round.
Green Meadow Farm, horseradish, cheddar, fig, aioli, and all that. Yeah, so, and then the most photogenic. Oh, that was the best stack. Okay, I gotcha. Sauce Boss, best stack. Most photographic was the Penn Sport from Moonshine Philly. And that's the one that has prosciutto and mozzarella, caramelized onions, and so on. So
I would say to you, if you were not able to attend and you like what you're hearing, go visit these places because they're local businesses and they're turning out some incredibly good food.
Now, you two don't drink, so this would not, you wouldn't be able to comment on this at all, but they had cocktails that were being voted on.
So they had a boxing ring there.
That's what that's for.
And they had a full-on, you know, cocktail competition inside the boxing ring.
Marissa, did you have any?
I'm not a brown liquor fan, so I didn't try it. Mm. But I did have some wonderful vodka drinks that were lovely.
So why? Were they all whiskey-based?
Because they were all with Jim Beam.
Oh. Okay.
Were you and Natalie from The Fanatic getting hammered?
No, why?
Okay, because I saw your it was an Instagram or Twitter post?
Oh, yeah. Natalie and I were hanging out and walking around. Okay. And I'm hanging out with Joe Bell, troweling all around.
Our head muckety-muck here.
Did they look wasted?
In the video, the little clip, the boomerang clip, you looked like you were having a good time.
It's okay.
Well,
you were.
No, you know the problem? It was so sunny out that, you couldn't see what was being filmed. So I didn't realize she was filming Matt Cord, who was making all sorts of announcements. So I popped in.
Okay.
I'll pull it up.
So there was an honorable mention. Now, they don't mention what their concoctions were. That's the only thing. Harper's Garden was an honorable mention. Third place was Brick and Brew in Media Havertown in Malvern. Ripplewood was second in Ardmore. And then Twisted Tail took the first place prize as far as the cocktail battle went.
So much good stuff. Yeah. So much good stuff. A lot of people were just taking advantage of all it was. And there was a VIP thing in the beginning that a lot of people... Listen, it's all going to a charity and a great cause, so people ponied up for that. And, man, it's a good vibe. And next year, you know, if you miss this year, it'll be back around next year. And think ahead. Also, if you get in early, as a lot of people did, press, a lot of people won on our show, and a lot of people heeded the advice to buy their tickets early. And, Case, how many newbies did you run into? There were a ton of new people who'd never done the Burger Brawl before.
I mean, the first two people I saw as we were walking out of the parking lot together had never been there before.
Yeah.
And heard it on the show, and they were like, I'm all about it. And honestly, it is so well run as far, you know, for you know, just the patrons that are going.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of a line getting in because it's a really popular event. But once you got into the you know, area, you didn't have to wait for anything except for, drinks or whatever. But, I mean, you just walked up and grabbed a burger and...
You're glutton out.
And
glutton like it's 1999.
And they're so good. I was just so impressed with the consistency of how good all of the burgers were. And so when I judged 2 years ago, there was a restaurant called Tancredi that was my favorite of the entire thing. So when I got done judging, I made sure I left a little room in my belly so I could go over to the Tancredi place and I grabbed one of their burgers, which was damn good.
Nice. Well, yeah, make it out next year if you didn't make it for this one. It's a hell of an event.
People were asking for you and giving sending good wishes, and a lot of people were just fans of the show and very nice, and it was great. You know, I love stuff like that, getting to say hi and thank you to listeners.
I'm going to do a couple of shout-outs real quick.
Let's do it.
And then we have some clips I think we can play. This says, hey, I'm hoping to get a shout-out for my husband, Luke, for our first wedding anniversary. We're Montcone natives living in Detroit. We podcast every day in our commute to and from work. Listening to you guys and gals makes us feel more connected to home as we live life in the Midwest. And I just wanted to give a shout out or a nice raging butthole to Luke for being the best guy around. Thanks for being our little slice of home and making us laugh each day. And that's from Allie D. So a shart, please.
Butthole was very popular, by the way, at the Burger Brawl. People kept coming up and going.
That sounded interesting. Butthole was very popular at the Burger Brawl.
Butthole, I kept getting.
The Butthole Burger.
Yeah.
Please, someone make that.
Please.
Make the Butthole Burger.
You know, at the Cardboard Classic, we're probably going to see a...
Ooh.
Butthole.
You know we are going to.
Here's another good one. This says, hey, when people ask me how I met my husband, Tim, I always say that I won him in a radio contest. Well, that's not technically true. It's easier than explaining how we found each other in a crowd of hundreds of horny Preston and Steve fans at a Painfully Single Mixer in 2008. It also allows me to leave out the part where my husband called in the show the next morning to brag about hooking up with a hot mom and how I then called in and said that my hands still smelled like his nether regions. Good times. We're celebrating 10 years of marriage.
What?
Yeah.
On Thursday.
10 years, man. 10.
Okay. I figured I'd throw that in for good measure. Thursday, September 19th, and it would... It would mean the world to me if you sent us a romantic shard out.
Sure.
We love you guys, and we are eternally thankful that you brought us together. Gadzooks, and that is from Laurie Schrader, who is in MAS, PA. So
play something romantic and then play ball.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
And then we need a shard for sure, so. That's about the amount of romance that you get here
from here
on our show. So there you go. Here's another one that says, good morning. Pardon my terrible grammar. My name is Gary from Deptford, New Jersey. I wanted to do a shout out to the crew working on my house who are currently tuned in and thought they would really enjoy one. The company is Andy's Custom Home Improvement, and these guys listen all day, every day.
Oh.
Thank you. So we'll do a shout out.
1 second. Get back to that page here and boom.
Thank you, guys. Here's another one. I'd appreciate if you could do a coworker, give our coworker Frank a shout out. He's an amazing guy who works harder than any other guy I know. He's in his 50s and a little challenged, but he makes every day the best he can. He loves your show and listens to you guys religiously every morning. A shout out would make his year. His name is Frank Maloney, a.k.a. Zamboni Maloney. Oh, I love that name.
Right, well, this me is too.
For Zamboni Maloney. Here you go.
And that is from Nick Mastroianni. Mastroianni, I think. Zamboni Maloney.
That's the name game, isn't it?
That is fantastic. And then, let's see. Can you give a shout out to Joe Price from Delaware? Any weekday, around or before 8. Sorry, dude.
Today's a weekday, right?
Yeah, but it's not around or before 8.
Well, 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's right. He did not specify.
Yeah.
Can you send it out from Georgie? So here you go. There's a shark. Oh, and what the hell? I'll do one more.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope this is the right person.
Yeah.
I'm getting married on October 18th. I'm getting married on October 18th, and my future wife is a daily podcaster and a huge fan. It would be awesome to get a shard out for her sometime around the wedding if you can manage it. I know that sometimes timing can be tough with these. Anyway, her name is Jaquelle, like that crazy Egyptian dog thing.
Jackal?
Oh, Jackal. Okay. But she would full-on S-H-I if she got one for her. Something like this. Jackal, through good charts and bad charts, I'll always be there to get you some fresh drawers. Love, Andrew. Thanks, man. So there you go. Congratulations. And Why not? All right, the Alec Baldwin roast was last night.
Yes, it was last night, 10 o'clock. So they started it at 10. It went till midnight. It was pre-recorded. However, they were in what they call safe harbor.
Yeah.
So the language shy of the C word, everything was on the table.
Fair game.
Fair game.
Okay.
So they had a good. Did you watch any of it, Case?
I did, actually, because it started right around halftime of the game last night. So I was able to watch Sean Hayes as the host, and then Nikki Glaser, and then that's all I got to see.
Nikki Glaser's now stepped up, and we love her, A, but B, she brings pound for pound the more oh my god moments.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It was a solid collection. The one thing with it is that you have people who clearly have not written their own material, you know, and they get up and they do it. It depends on how good they're going to do it. So once you accept that, that's okay. But the stuff was pretty hardcore, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Blake Griffin, I'm sure, did not write his own material, but the way he delivered it.
He was quite good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do have some clips there.
Okay. What you want to play?
Let me.
Sean Hayes says number one.
Let's start with that.
All right, here we go.
Don't worry, Alec. Nothing said here tonight will be meaner than what you left on your daughter's voicemail. Alec once said that I was like a brother to him, which is why we haven't talked in 10 years. Of course, I wasn't his first choice to host tonight. His first choice was Tracy Morgan. But even Tracy said, quote, I'd rather go shopping at Walmart with the Walmart driver who hit me. A lot of people think Alec is the best Baldwin brother, but someone saying you're the best Baldwin brother is kind of like your doctor saying, good news, you have the best kind of cancer.
All right.
So they, you know, and I think he did a solid job, Case, as the host, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we move on to, Caitlin was there. And man, they just, and Caitlin took it all in stride, was really good about it.
Smiling.
Smiling, okay. And, but like sincere, got it. And she was,
it's the easiest target.
Right. Oh, but here's what happens with these things now. The actual recipient, the actual honoree, is one of everyone on the roster, attacks everyone on the dais, I should say. And so everyone sort of gets the same kind of treatment.
If you're there, you have to be prepared.
You're going to get savaged. Caitlin got savaged. So, but anyway, she got up and had her own.
All right, here we go.
Take a good look, kids. This is what happens when you eat your Wheaties every morning.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. It's good.
That's really, really good. Oh, I'm impressed. Okay.
You were making these silly comments and jokes about how I kind of cut it off. Let me remind you, it made Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in history. It made Kendall Jenner the highest paid model in the world. I raised 10 children. I currently, I'm coming up on 20 grandchildren. I didn't cut it off. I just retired it. It was done. I've known Alec for a long time, and I consider him family. We go back when I was Bruce, we were like brothers. So, I guess that's one more brother he'll never talk to again.
That's pretty good.
So that was good. Nice. And then his daughter, Ireland, and the amount of references to the little pig phone call. Yeah. Everybody had their way with it, and then she got up.
All right, here we go.
It's good to be here. I almost didn't even know about it because I haven't checked my voicemails for my dad from the last, 12 years. Well, a lot of people know my dad as that guy from the Mission Impossible movies or that guy from 30 Rock. I know him as that guy from, half of my birthday parties. A lot of people only know my dad as an angry guy, but he's more than some lunatic who loses his temper. He also loses Emmys and Oscars. Of his firstborn child, am I right?
Oh my god,
oh my god.
Man.
Yeah, so I, but that's
wow.
It.
There's more, by the way.
Yeah.
that's brutal. I love it.
Yeah, and everyone, honestly, there was no, everyone took everything in stride and got the whole tone of it. They got it.
All right, here's a little more.
He was a great dad. I still remember when he would tuck me in and yell me a bedtime story. My absolute favorite and his favorite, the three little thoughtless pigs.
That's great.
I think Nikki Glaser had the line about talking about his wife Hilaria.
Yeah.
And saying she's in such great shape. And she goes, does being yelled at burn calories?
All right. So I see De Niro here.
De Niro is actually, De Niro's bad, like on SNL, unless he's got cue cards stapled to his forehead.
Yeah.
But he was okay. He was okay.
All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Because the one, on SNL, he doesn't learn the dialogue. No. Where he reads the boards and he's looking right at him and he seems pretty stiff. Yeah. So, all right. I want to hear this. Here we go.
You've starred in huge blockbuster movies, Alec, and now you're hosting a game show?
Yeah.
I'd say you're about a year and a half away from doing commercials for reverse mortgages. One thing I love about Alec is that, like the Subway pizza rat and crazy people fighting over parking spaces, he's quintessential New York. Kind of like Woody Allen, except Alec only screamed at his daughter, and Woody, Alec, I want to thank you for inviting me to do this. Now Rocky and Bullwinkle won't be the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
And then Baldwin got his shot at the collective.
Okay. All right. Here's Alec.
Blake Griffin, tonight you demonstrated what you do best, sitting while others score. Adam Carolla, Adam, you might have your own vineyard, but you do most of your white wining on your podcast. Ken Jeong, I'm proud of you. I'm such a fan of your work. The way you flipped that shrimp tail into your hat on my birthday was just genius. Jeff Ross, everybody, Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross is obsessed with food. At his birthday, when he blew out the candles, he wished for another cake. Caitlyn Jenner is an American gold medalist who changed genders and somehow still managed to be the least interesting member of her family.
Nice. All right, well, it was about time. He was prime for the picking, man.
Yeah, it's an interesting collection of people because, like, apparently there are people who, like Carolyn Rea from the
stand-up comedian and...
Sabrina,
yeah.
The original, that show. So she apparently knows Baldwin, and they pulled these people in. But, yeah, it was a good group of people, and everyone sort of distinguished themselves nicely.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a moment. Don't forget, we began Money Shark today.
Oh, yeah.
Next opportunity is coming up at 11 a.m. It's five times a day. You can get the details.
My bad.
At WMMR.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Wait, turn up the sound.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
I think I crapped my pants.
All right, thank you very much, Kath. You know what? I noticed something, but I don't know if this will. I don't know if we'll do more than just this one story because there's enough stuff here. But I did. I did notice.
Noticer notices that there may not be enough for a noticer.
Yeah.
But he will notice regardless. His commitment to noticing is unwavering.
I noticed that there was an anniversary of sorts that I overlooked. It was this past Friday.
Huh.
September 13th, 1969. So it was that many years ago. 50 years ago. Yeah.
Discovery of America?
No. Not Discovery of America, but... Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
No way.
The first episode ran.
Oh, man.
50 years ago, man.
Wow. I wonder if I've seen that episode. I feel like I've seen them all.
I have a description of it.
Okay.
I have a description of the first episode.
Where are you?
Yeah, this is the old original.
This is the first
theme song.
Okay.
Yeah, theme song.
Composed on a harpsichord.
So the first episode was titled What a Night for a Night. And the second night is K-N-I-G-H-T. It follows the so-called mystery gang of Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby as they investigated an archaeologist's disappearance and faced off against a sentient suit of armor, launching indelible gags and catchphrases along the way.
Okay. This is in a castle, I assume, right?
You would think so with a knight and a suit of armor.
It's in a Jamaican resort.
So... but anyhow, does that ring a bell?
It does.
Sounds like every episode.
Well, but I also feel like that episode is part of the theme song. Like, you know, before the show starts, they show little clips of
right.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that there's a clip of them in the knight outfit.
Okay. So I have a little bit of history since it's because it's still on. They still have new Scooby-Doo.
And not only that, I think we've talked about this before. I have watched the new some of the new Scooby-Doo movies. They're a lot more aggressive than they used to be.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It used to be that it was not a werewolf. It was a guy who was, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for these kids with my werewolf costume. The guy's a real werewolf. So they've really gone into paranormal stuff now.
At the time, the show was an outgrowth of sorts of sci-fi adventure series Johnny Quest, which is one of my favorite shows. It only lasted one season. I love Johnny
Quest. I agree. I loved that show when I was a kid because they were drawn a little bit better, and it was directed. The episodes, the animation was directed like a real movie.
Yep. And it was also produced by Hanna-Barbera, but it was canceled in 1965 after one season. Like I said, Quest was, and this is according to Tony Cervone, who is a producer on several direct-to-video Scooby-Doo movies. He said it was full of guns and pretty hardcore, especially for its day. But he said the studio still thought, hey, there's something to this adventure aspect. Maybe we should tone it down a little bit and play with Scooby and Shaggy by having these comical Tom and Jerry-like cartoon characters in the middle of a real-world mystery. And it was pretty groundbreaking for that time. Voice actor Frank Welker was a then-struggling 22-year-old stand-up comic in Los Angeles when he auditioned for Scooby. First, he was going after Scooby, and he wanted to be Shaggy before he was offered the role of the ascot-wearing Fred, whom he still voices 5 decades later on streaming service Boomerang, Scooby-Doo, and Guess Who, which will wrap its first season this week on the 19th.
How old is he?
He's got to be 72 years old because he's been doing it for 50 years,
right.
And he was 22 when he started.
Wow. Yeah. And his voice, that voice has always been a very generic voice. Even with the ascot, I get it. It's iconic with the character. Might be time to lose it.
He said, I really wanted Shaggy because he was the comedy part, but producer Joseph Barbera kept pushing me towards Fred. He said, you know, you're kind of the same age, so just do your own voice.
Just do it, goddammit.
And now actors typically record voiceovers alone, but the core Scooby cast would assemble in a recording booth, and they were encouraged to ad-lib and play off of each other and even voice different monsters from week to week.
I kind of like that. I always thought that was something. Now, mind you, there's been a number of classic great animated movies that have been done in that style where people go in and do their lines without the other actors, but I always thought it'd be kind of cool to be acting with the other actors while you're doing these bits, you know? Mm-hmm.
Velma, who was portrayed by Nicole Jaffe back in the early days, was the one who said jinkies. And he said Joe was like, what was that? And so she created it.
She created jinkies?
Yeah.
It wasn't in the script?
Nope. They encouraged them to ad-lib, and she said jinkies, and they were like, what in the world does that mean? And they just decided to stick with it. So she created that.
It's what I call my snack.
Welcome. What?
Jinkies.
Welker remembers then the cast started trying to do their own little things, and mine was Hold the Phone, which came in later years. Scooby had its share of creative lows throughout various TV incarnations and movies, including two critically reviled live-action adventures released in the early 2000s. Fans roundly rejected Cartoon Network's 2010 series Mystery Incorporated, which abandoned the procedural format for a serialized story and controversially paired Shaggy and Velma as secret lovers.
I didn't mind the live-action movies. I thought they were pretty faithful. Were you okay with them?
I liked the first one.
Yeah, they weren't horrible.
I thought the first one was fun.
Are we all Scooby-Doo fans?
Oh, yeah. I got into it because of my brothers. I mean, when I was a kid, I don't think... Maybe I watched a little bit, but I remember both of my brothers like loving it, and so I was like a little bit older watching it.
But that to your original point about the tone, shifting the tone from Johnny Quest being a lot more hardcore as far as the cartoon and taking some of that. Yeah, as a kid, you know, you would think, oh, this is... There was something different about Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And that horror element that they were always in danger element was cool.
Yeah, I did not care for Scrappy. I don't know many people that did.
Scrappy was honestly a huge mistake.
But Scooby-Dum? I like Scooby-Dum.
I was going to ask if you remembered Scooby-Dum. Were there any other of the Scooby family? Was there a female Scooby at any time?
Scoobalina. No, I don't know. Was there? Case, you're kind of the expert.
am I?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't recall. I feel like Scooby dressed. Wait,
Scoob-gina.
Wait, was there like a Southern Belle Scooby?
Scooby D.
Scooby D.
There's Scooby D. Look up Scooby D, Marissa. Scooby D is a female Great Dane with white fur, first appearing in the Scooby-Doo show. She was a character in the episode called The Chiller Diller Movie Thriller. Mm. I bet Phyllis Diller was in that.
Right.
As a distant cousin of Scooby's who helped them solve the mystery. She also had a cameo appearance in the second season episode of What's New Scooby-Doo, Homeward Hound, where she's one of many dogs seen at the dog show the gang is attending. She is seen walking past the screen in two separate scenes in the beginning. Scooby-Dee was meant to return to the Scooby-Doo show as a girlfriend to Scooby-Doo, but the show ended before that could happen. Scooby-Dee was voiced by Janet Waldo, better known to many viewers as the voice of Judy Jetson.
So she did a lot of work. Scooby Dumb, you have to be very dumb to be dumber than Scooby-Doo.
Right.
So at that point, you're Scooby brain dead.
Notice they just gave him buck teeth and made his pupils point upward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Scooby, what was the girl's name? Scooby D? Yeah.
Yes.
Was a distant cousin and then was going to come back as a girlfriend?
Yeah, right.
That's how Scooby Dumb was born.
Some dogs bang their own kids. Yeah. So, yeah. You know.
Some dogs eat their own poop.
Yeah. So the show, it says here, continues to evolve. Scooby's talking a lot more now than he ever did, and Daphne is more sarcastic and less innocent than when other actresses have played her.
Hey, who's voicing Shaggy?
Says Gray Griffin, who has voiced the character since 2000. I don't know who's doing Shaggy.
Did Casey Kasem do it from the beginning?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. He did. Yep.
I do it less now that I'm dead.
But mostly, they've really stuck with the classic formula. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Going back to the spirit of the original, Where Are You? Guess Who? Had brought in comedians including Wanda Sykes, Ricky Gervais, and Weird Al Yankovic to play themselves, sometimes with a villainous streak.
Well, they always were famous for making bizarre selections because they would have people like people like Joanne Worley and Ruth Buzzy and like
Mama Cass.
Mama Cass.
Yeah, I remember the Mama Cass.
The Globetrotters.
I love the Globetrotters. Batman.
And Batman. Mm-hmm. So they would have crossovers. Right. Yeah.
Batman and Robin sometimes would end up with the Mystery Gang. I'm trying to think of it. Don Knotts.
Marlon Brando.
Don Knotts was on there. I'd love to see. Marissa, can you see if I'm sure there's a list. We've probably read it before. A list of guest stars on Scooby-Doo.
Did Andy Warhol ever make it onto a...
No,
he's on the Love Boat, right?
Yeah, why not? It's not a big jump to Scooby-Doo.
Greg Griffin, who voices Scooby-Doo, said, whenever celebrities guest star, everybody gets a big thrill out of saying the meddling kids line. He said they always freak out if they get to say that.
I love that.
So they've kept it on that many times on purpose. All right, so Marissa found a list of them. The Three Stooges, Sonny and Cher. Mama Cass.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. I remember that one. Jerry Reed.
No.
Jerry freaking Reed from Smokey and the Bandit.
Wow. Hang on, Marissa. I'll scroll here.
Scott Peterson.
Josie and the Pussycats. Don Adams. Maxwell Smart.
Yeah. These are complete... blast from the past. Kids, by the way, at the time these were airing, kids wouldn't even have been aware of these celebrities.
Davy Jones, he did the famous Horseman of Haglethorn Hall. Laurel and Hardy, Phyllis Diller, and there you go. That's a list of a few of them.
There's a lot more, right? I mean,
and there's got to be because the Globetrotters were definitely a part of this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, I'll keep looking.
In fact, didn't they have the Scooby-Doo Globetrotters Hour or something
they did.
Like that
and
at one point?
Didn't they have their own, like, travel van with
They may have, because I think the Globetrotters had their own regular series.
Show, yeah.
I do miss the Hanna-Barbera stuff. It was fun. It was not on the same level as the Warner Brothers studios, but there was still a lot of fun
stuff.
They were
fun. Yeah, they had, like, Grape Ape and...
Speed Buggy. Captain Caveman. Mm-hmm. All
those.
There were a lot of really goofy ones. But
I think in the case with the Globetrotters, that a lot of them actually voice their own characters.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'd have actors portraying these people.
No, I would imagine that was Curly Neal.
Yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon and all those guys. Wow. All right.
So we had read the 10 best. The 10 worst include Simple Plan.
What?
Oh, these are new.
These are newer ones.
Oh, these are new. Okay.
Well, that's okay. Hold on. No, A Simple Plan. Okay. Then you have Brett Hull. Hockey player. The Harlem Globetrotters, as we said.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Don Knotts. Sandy Duncan. Yes. Jerry Reed, we already said. Sonny and Cher, we already said. Oh, Kiss. I saw that one.
I remember that.
Yep.
It's great to be here with you in the Mystery Machine.
Mama Cass. Yes, that's right. Gene would have actually voiced that.
We'll find out who's been killing these chickens with the help of you, you sentient dog.
And it says, any deceased or somewhat deceased comedy act like the Three Stooges and Laurel and Hardy.
Right.
Okay. Wow, 50 years ago. That's, I had no idea. I knew, you know, but I guess, yeah, it makes sense. I'm 50 years old.
God,
I'm 51 years old, and I remember it since.
Ever, forever.
From the very beginning, that Scooby-Doo was always on. And, of course, we can't forget the biggest Scooby-Doo fan here in our building. This is Bill Weston.
I'll never forget walking to one of our Halloween parties. I think it was at the TLA.
It was.
And I saw this sort of mutated radiation Scooby-Doo walking down the street.
It was giant.
Giant. And it was Bill Weston in a Scooby-Doo costume.
That's our boss.
He was wearing his costume out on the street as he's walking in.
Yeah. He had to park like a few blocks away.
Well, I mean, in his defense, you're supposed to wear your costume.
I thought he'd go in maybe and like tip up the hat and the head and everything, but he was committed. You got to.
Yep.
I'm Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
I want a Scooby treat.
Scooby snack.
Scooby snack.
Scooby snack.
But he would say Scooby treat.
Yeah. You're right.
Where's Sonny and Cher?
Yeah. All right. Anyhow. All right. I have time to notice a couple other things. Plenty of time on Scooby-Doo, but we do
it. Just said he was just going to notice one thing, and now he's noticing more things.
I hope I didn't confuse you all.
It's okay.
Did you guys see this? That a solid gold toilet worth $1 million was stolen from Blenheim Palace, the grand estate in England where Winston Churchill was born?
I did see that.
Yeah.
You've always heard stories of golden toilets, and I wonder what is the impetus behind a golden toilet?
Yeah. Just because, you know, you have so much money that you can actually crap on gold. Yeah. That's the whole idea behind it.
Yeah.
You know, that this is, that's how little.
I mean, to have a $1 million toilet means that you have to have a $1 billion.
This is true.
Exactly.
The toilet is supposed to be an art object. It was on display at the palace as part of a public exhibition. The toilet was fully functional, which means that the thieves actually ripped out the plumbing and caused substantial water damage during the theft.
Now, I believe it was the Louvre over the weekend, a $1 million poop knife was stolen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was made of platinum, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, the poop
jewel encrusted.
I wonder if these two things are connected, these two thefts. All right.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
All right. Well, all right. That was a quick thing to notice. I noticed other things besides toilets and poop knives.
That was a short notice. Now on to more noticeable noticing things. From the notice.
Our stuttering announcer. All right. This is kind of weird. I think I may have talked about the last time they created this, but material engineers at MIT have produced the blackest black material to date.
What?
Did you mention this? This is fascinating.
The material is 10 times blacker than previous record black materials. It's composed of microscopic filaments of carbon. Scientists grew a forest of vertically aligned carbon nanotubes on a chlorine-etched aluminum foil substrate.
Can you picnic in this forest?
In the lab.
Oh.
The foil-based patch of carbon trees captures 99.96% of incoming light, setting a new record.
So that's cool. So its level of reflectivity is virtually non-existent.
Yeah, it says Brian Wardle, the professor of...
My name is Brian Wardle.
Our aeronautics and astronautics.
Making the blackest black thing ever.
Astronautics at MIT.
I would like to go out on a date.
It's said about their findings.
Wardle, you're a genius.
The new material, by the way, is described last week in the Journal of ACS Applied Materials and Interfaces.
So the application for this person, do they say?
He said our material is 10 times blacker than anything that's ever been reported. But I think the blackest black is a constantly moving target. Someone will find a blacker material and eventually will understand all the underlying mechanisms and will be able to properly engineer the ultimate black. I have no idea what they need to do this for or what it will be used for, Steve.
So, you know, the BMW just released, and we talked about it last week, it was a crossover vehicle that they have painted what is the darkest automobile applicable paint.
Right.
The blackest black you can paint a car.
Yeah.
And so that was a big thing. I'm sure there's some sort of...
Some kind of scientific, they can use it for.
Do you like that finish that looks, I forget what they call it. It is a darker finish, and it looks, it's not
matte?
A shiny.
Matte.
Is it matte? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you like that look?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I do. You know, the matte craze started a few years ago, and every now and then you'll see cars that are that way. I forgot, it might have been when we were in London, I saw like a Lamborghini that was a matte black, and I'm like, okay, that's...
I hate the look.
You do? You don't like it?
I never got into it.
Like on a Prius, it doesn't matter, but on something that's supposed to be like a stealthy car, right?
Dude, I saw it on a Mercedes just last week. I thought it looked sharp, man. I thought it looked really, really good. And you're right. Like on a Prius, it doesn't look right, but on a Lamborghini and on this particular Mercedes, it looked really, really cool.
Sometimes when it's done after factory, you can tell it just doesn't look quite right. But if it's done from the get-go that way, it looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen some other matte colors that are not, you know, normally it's black or gray, but I've seen like a green matte, which was like, wow, okay, that really stands out. That's totally different. So
what about Matt Cowper? Have you seen that? It's the new paint.
You know,
sick.
That's what it's called.
Yes. Call it sick. Presenting Matt Cowper.
Sick. Matt Cowper green.
Sick. Prepare for the sickest revolution in car painting technology. Matt Cowper black. Sick.
I love football helmets, and I love how shiny football helmets are.
And I like puppies.
I like puppies. But...
Go ahead.
Yeah. The... Minnesota Vikings, they have a matte purple.
They? Yeah? Does it look good?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, as a kid, like, I always wanted, like, a professional football helmet. It always came in the Sears catalog. I'm like, this is what I want. But it was, like, $100, so I wasn't getting that. But what I always liked about that is you would always see, like, the reflection of the sky or the lights of the stadium around the helmets.
Is this what we're looking at on the screen here in the studio case? Is that it?
But, yes. So, I think the Vikings are the first. Actually, you know what? The Browns helmets are matte orange now as well. But the Vikings started with their matte purple.
Ah, the Browns. What a helmet.
You know what, man? I like
you like that.
I like the Browns uniform. Really do. Yeah, they. All right. I don't know. It's simplistic.
It is.
Yeah,
it's a simplistic.
I really like flashy uniforms, but that one I like as well.
Okay, yeah. I do like that. That Viking, that matte purple. It looks pretty cool.
It does look. Yeah, it looks sort of sci-fi-ish.
Yeah, you know what it looks like, Steve.
What
looks sick? Sick. Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to order some Matt Cowper black, please.
You sure? It's pretty sick.
So anyhow, I don't know what they're going to use this super dark black thing for. So we'll see.
But they did it.
They did it. They did it. All right. We don't
Does
have
the noticer have any more.
Casey gave me the wrap up.
Casey says no.
So
we
more
have to send the noticer away.
No more noticing.
No more noticer.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
But let's take a break and let's give away one of our bitch box invites. It's on Thursday. Zeta Eta Pi sorority and Kathy's Bitch Box Part 3 complete. With fashion show.
The whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be we had our last one at Harris in Philadelphia. It was wonderful.
It was a great time.
And I want to thank the gang at Harris for, they went above and beyond with decorating the location. We're going to be in the ballroom this time.
Yeah, we're in a different location, I can't imagine it's going to be, it'll be just as good.
And we'll be the only one there with balls. It's awesome.
Yeah, we will be. So let's take caller number 17, 215-263-WMMR. You have to be female, at least 21 years of age, and we will bring you into the fold of Zeta Eta Pi, the sorority. You want to mention any participants?
Yeah, just quick. Actually, they just got dropped off, but the Yummy Bites, they're these fresh, healthy snacks that are excellent. We actually had her in the box last year, and I fell in love with these little snacks that she has, so everybody's going to get some of them. Floral and Hardy, in case you guys haven't heard of this garden center, it's in Skipack, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we've heard of it.
Yeah, so of course I had to involve them somehow. They gave an assortment of a whole, just different things from their little garden center, which is absolutely wonderful. And then I wanted to thank Christopher Curris Photography. He did a lot of the photos for us. And you're going to get a sneak peek. There's some stuff on social media. There's some stuff on PrestonandSteve.com. And then, of course, Harris Philadelphia. Get lucky with the area's newest slot machines, the best table games, and live horse racing.
Show me any current box like this that has this amount of stuff attached to a big release party with all this sort of stuff going on.
And you'll find out that night some of the stuff doesn't even fit in the box that you'll be getting as
bonus. Did you see the little engraving on that bottle?
No, I got to check that out.
It's so cool.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. Some bizarre file stories are right around the corner. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dinosaur Pilo. Godsmack. Under your scars, I pray. You're like a shooting star in the rain. The Struts. Dancing
in the street. New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We have our final look at traffic. Let's take it. What's going on, Kath?
I feel like I don't know. This is terrible, but I'm just going to say it. But I have no idea if any of the traffic I've been giving you all morning is even correct. So just bear with me.
Well, how are things along the Champs-Élysées?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like I should just read the sponsor because what I have is it's not even what's happening on the road. Oh. So this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Introducing free next day delivery from Walmart. Order must have items today. Get them tomorrow with no membership fees on eligible items. Only $35 minimum order, not available in all locations. And that's your traffic, maybe, on 93.3 WMMR.
Well, it says a Pony Express rider drove a Conestoga wagon off the wheel.
Listen, I could just keep going all morning. I probably could have done that, but that's rude. No, listen, there are people out there that listen to the traffic for a reason.
There are all kinds of weird things going on. Number one, we had an issue with our contest this morning with Money Shark, with the code. Has that been fixed? Do we know what was going on, Marissa?
Yeah, there's something with the cell phone server. it should be fixed for the 11 o'clock for the next one.
And now I'm seeing all these texts coming out throughout the course of the morning that our podcast for Friday wasn't available. What's up with that?
So that was available on our website. You can always get it on WMR.com, PrestonSteve.com. But for some reason, it wasn't pinging to iTunes and Overcast and all these places where people download the podcast every day. But you can always find it on the website if there's ever an issue.
Is this a Mercury retrograde thing occurring, or are we in one of those? You know, Pierre is a big proponent of that stuff.
Yep.
Or not a proponent, but an acknowledger of it.
Yeah. And the traffic side of the stuff is not even on our end. So it's just happening all over the place.
Yeah. And this morning, I had my first period.
You did? Wow. Do you want to get ice cream?
That's unbelievable.
Somebody slap him in the face.
That's right.
Slap him in the face.
Supposed to hit him.
That's right. It's my first period. Yeah.
And like what my mom did is, let's go out for ice cream.
Like in the old country.
Yeah.
Pretend this isn't happening.
All right. So it's a weird day. That's right. Perfect for the bizarre file then, right?
Bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This just in, Mercury is not in retrograde.
Oh.
Marissa just looked it up.
It's in Gatorade.
By the way, bizarre file brought to you by Gwen and Mercy University, where you can make a difference and a living. Check out their evening open house on Tuesday, September 17th, and you can learn more about their excellent academics, generous scholarships, and deep commitment to service. Sign up today at gmercyu.edu. That's gmercyu.edu. A jury convicted William Wasmond on Thursday of both first-degree murder and aggravated battery after he was charged earlier this year for the death of Jess Spicer. Listen to how this happened. Testimony during the trial showed that a man who lived nearby found Spicer deceased on Wasmond's property. Wasmond had set up a booby-trapped shotgun, which fired and struck Spicer when he tried to enter a shed on the man's property.
Yeah.
Wiseman's defense argued that he did not set the gun, but had frequently griped of theft and on the property and highlighted evidence to suggest that Spicer went there to steal. Prosecutor Matt Gotten had contended it didn't matter so much why Wasman set up the gun to fire, but that he did, and it ultimately killed someone. One of the state's primary witnesses said that he was present the day Wasman set up the booby trap shotgun. The witness testified that Wasman told him about it as he was loading things from the shed into his truck, and the witness told several people about the trap and his concerns. After the verdict, Spicer's family and friends held back tears and gave hugs. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you really can't set something up lethal, you know.
You could have it shoot upwards.
As a deterrent, but, yeah. So.
I mean, when my machine gun rigs at home, Preston,
yeah.
They shoot up.
Okay, that's
They're
a
not,
good idea.
I'm not having them shoot through the door. I'm not an idiot.
A Scottish woman was left mortified after her vibrator started buzzing in her suitcase on the airport carousel as she stood with her family waiting for her luggage. She was forced to turn off her sex toy in front of everyone at arrivals in Cyprus.
Sorry, it's my dildo.
She tweeted, came to Cyprus on a family holiday and we were waiting for our suitcases to come out after our flight. My case comes right out of the corner in front of everyone and bzzz, loud as F.
Do you admit to that or you just say, I'm a terrorist?
The post has gone viral, being liked over 12,000 times. Explaining the reason for taking the piece of equipment abroad, she said, I'm in a room for 2 weeks, which only me and my boyfriend are in, with a laughing emoji. So,
did I tell you about I was out to dinner with my family a couple of weeks ago and my son was like, hey, what's that on the ground? And I thought it was a lipstick. And I picked it up, and it was a vibrator.
I think I remember that. Yeah,
like it was like a little pill vibrator.
Oh my God!
Right?
God,
like a silver bullet type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Had you rubbed it on your lips at this point?
No, but so the girl that was sitting there, that I wasn't with these people, her purse was open, and it had fallen out of her purse.
My God.
Question, Kathy, if that was you, what would you have done?
I would have died. I probably would have pretended like it wasn't mine.
No. If you were in my shoes and you picked it up.
Oh, my God. I would have ran to, like, disinfect my hands immediately.
I tapped her on the shoulder. I said, I know this. I think this is a little embarrassing, but this fell out of your purse.
This is a true story?
This is a true story.
What'd she say?
Dude, like, she was like, oh, okay, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was it.
Are you sure that's what it was?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know
what
else.
Did it say Quip on it?
Did not say Quip on it. Yeah, Kathy. I know my vibrators,
vibrate,
Kathy.
Too.
No. You know your pocket vibrators.
Oh, I can't believe you touched it.
Man, wait, I thought it was lipstick. That's why I picked it up. I did go wash my hands after that.
Of course you did. Yeah. I think my inclination would be not to embarrass her and just leave it there.
I, you know.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Retrospect, I should have done that. But
Or you know what? Take it, package it, and re-gift it for Christmas.
She was probably thankful that you gave it to her. So. All right, well, here's one thing you can't actually get at Target, and that's a dead body rolled up inside a red carpet. Two men used a Target shopping cart to push a corpse through the streets of Harlem. God.
That is not what Target is for.
Early Thursday, as captured in surveillance video. The footage shows the two men on either side of the cart, both wearing baseball caps as they push the body down the sidewalk. The man walking backward repeatedly turns his head as he works with the other man to try and drag the cart down the sidewalk. At one point, an early morning bike rider rolls by oblivious. Hours later, a passerby on his way to the gym for his morning workout spotted the body because he noticed 2 feet with socks that were protruding from the carpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ticky, ticky, ticky.
The witness called the police, who found the unconscious and unresponsive man with signs of head trauma and wrapped in a cardboard box inside of the carpet. Yeesh. Yeah, it's messed up.
Can you get that through Amazon?
Medics responded, and the man, whose identity was not immediately known, was pronounced dead at the scene. Let me see here. How about this? A man in New Zealand, in Auckland, brought a clown along to a redundancy meeting with him. Now, this is essentially, it was a review, and they were going to fire him. He brought a clown along with him and admits that the move was a touch unusual. Joshua Jack says his opportunity to do something different came after receiving an email from his employer informing him of, quote, bad news. We're having a meeting to discuss your role. He said, I thought it's either a promotion or worse. and I thought it's best to bring in a professional, and so I paid $200 and I hired a clown.
Who says bad news when they're giving you a promotion?
Yeah, exactly. Jack was working for an ad agency, FCB, at the time of the meeting. Despite losing his job, he said it was a positive experience. He said, I mean, I did get fired, but apart from that, it was all smooth running. Jack says the clown lightened the mood by making some balloon animals, a unicorn and a poodle. It was rather noisy, he said, him making balloon animals, so he had to tell him to be quiet from time to time.
Mm.
He said it was nice to spice up the meeting and that his bosses could see the humorous side of it. They fired him anyway.
They got to waste money on a clown.
Jack has since found another job. He starts at the DDB agency on Monday. And his advice to anyone in the same situation as he was, he said, I definitely recommend Joe the Clown. He's one of the best around.
All right.
Has recommended him. All right, and we'll just wrap right there. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you. Don't forget, Letter of the Day, Word of the Week prize. Very cool one. In fact, I'll bring you up to speed on exactly what that is when we return. And we also have the lesson question when we get back. It's a chance for you to win if you've been paying close attention to the show this morning. Stay with us. We'll get it all in a bit.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Beautiful, beautiful weather week we have in store. Love being able to say that. At least the whole work week's going to be nice. Mid-80s today, and then we're going to remain in the mid to upper 90s, mid to upper 70s for the rest of the week with plenty of sunshine. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
Excited to get to start wearing pants.
Oh, you're excited to wear pants?
Yeah.
I thought you hated that.
Well, I bought some new pants, so I'm excited to...
He bought some new pants, the same pant in every single color they offer.
That's right, sweatpants, right?
So I saw pants up on your screen. Is that behind you? Was that the pants you were buying? Not those.
No.
Literally, wait until you see them. They're
awesome.
They are awesome.
All right. Exactly.
But they
the
are
same.
Bright colored pants, mm-hmm. exact same pants, different color.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. It's a fashion plate. That's his
That's
thing.
It. That's my thing. Yep.
He's our Armani.
We're going to, and by the way, a couple of people texting and asking, where is Nick today? Nick is out. Nick
we
actually,
never talked
well, we're going to, we're going to talk to him tomorrow. So right. Nick is, he's been in Colorado. And in fact, today was a vacation. He had taken a day off cause he was up to visit his mom and dad. And so, he had planned on taking a long weekend, but something happened. And he'll tell us about that tomorrow.
It involves Area 51.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
But anyhow, it does involve mountain climbing. So he will be with us tomorrow morning. We're going to do today's lesson question. And we have a pair of tickets in the suite for the 100th race at Dover International Speedway on October 6th. Question that I have for you this morning is, what's the new comedy duo from the land down under? 215-263 WMMRs from early this morning. What's the new comedy duo from the land down under? 215-263-WMMR. If you were listening and you heard and you know, then you should call because you just might win. We're going to do the trash wire calling.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, Steve, some stories, please, if you will.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez's second husband, Chris Judd, telling TMZ that despite their split many years ago, things are really good between them. Judd said he sees Lopez two or three times a week and she always smiles when he hands her Grubhub order.
Hey!
Former Honey Boo Boo star Mama June Shannon has been indicted by a grand jury on charges of felony drug possession, theft, and domestic violence. Shannon says she's confident she can beat the charges because she's stupid. Finally, now that Liam Neeson is split with Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan has begun attempting to flirt with him on social media. Liam is reportedly confused, believing that Lindsay is the club singer from Jabba the Hutt's cave. That's your Hollywood Trash.
All righty. I'll see if we can get a winner. We were looking for the answer to this question. What is the new comedy duo from the land down under, 215-263-WMMR. It's from early this morning. It was in the 7 o'clock hour. So if you happen to know, we're going to try and find that out from you. So I'm going to go to Reno. Hi, Reno. You're on the air.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thanks, oh! Reno. Appreciate that. What's the new comedy duo from the land down under?
Pants and Dingo.
Yeah, Pants and Dingo. Hang on, Reno. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets in the suite for the 100th race at Dover International Speedway. October 6th. NASCAR returns to Dover October 4th to the 6th, and tickets start at $50. And kids' tickets are as low as $10. You can get yours today at DoverSpeedway.com. Let us get to the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Dickhead.
All righty. Let's see what we got for you here. We're going to start with this sad news that we had from earlier this morning, that Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away. Guitarist and leader of the band was found dead in his Manhattan apartment yesterday at age 75, according to Rolling Stone, at approximately 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Police officer responded to a 911 call at Ocasek's home, and they discovered that he was unconscious and unresponsive. He was later pronounced dead at the scene, though no cause of death has been revealed. A rep for the New York City office of the Chief Medical Examiner's Office did not immediately reply for a request as of yet. Ocasek is survived by 6 sons, 2 from each of his 3 marriages. At the time of his death, he was estranged from his 3rd wife, supermodel Paulina Porizkova.
They've been together for years.
Yeah, a long time. He was born Richard Theodore Ocasek in Cleveland, and he is responsible for most of the timeless and important pop rock new wave classics recorded between 1978 and 1985, literally writing every big hit for the Cars. And it was during their original 8-year run that he wrote all those hit songs. He played rhythm guitar, shared lead vocals with late bassist Benjamin Orr, and wrote such instant radio staples as Just What I Needed, Shake It Up, Since You're Gone, You Might Think, Good Times Roll, Touch and Go, Drive, Tonight She Comes.
Drive is such a great song.
Heartbeat City, Let's Go, Magic, and My Best Friend's Girl. I wrote all of those songs.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier, he produced a ton of artists and was responsible for a lot of hits through other artists.
Yeah, Weezer being one of them, the Blue Album. He produced that.
Yeah, I grew up in the MTV generation, so right. As far as I can remember, music had music videos. And right. I sometimes feel like that took away from, like, the actual music itself. I never realized what a great song Sledgehammer was until I, like, really listened to it in my car, because I'd really only seen it on MTV. And I can kind of say the same thing.
You had sort of an attached gimmick to it.
Yeah.
No, and I hear that completely. Yeah. So you're like, wow, this stands on its own without the imagery. Now, the Cars had some really revolutionary videos.
Yeah, You Might Think was a big one for them. And what was the one that had, I think it was You Might Think, where he was the fly, you know?
Yeah,
One. Yeah. And they were heavily involved in the MTV heyday.
And that's how I learned about them, was because of pop-up video. Yeah. You Might Think was a big pop-up video feature.
Yeah. And at the time, that was like groundbreaking technology.
Yeah. Oh, the graphics and everything? Oh, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. At the Cars 2018 Rock Hall induction, guitarist Elliot Easton took time out to thank Rick Ocasek for providing the group with an unforgettable repertoire of hits. He said, it all begins with a great song. With that, none of this would exist. The music business, radio, Hall of Fame, all of it. Without a great song, there's nothing. And in Rick Ocasek, we had an incredible songwriter. When he actually took the podium, he saluted his nearest and dearest. He said, most importantly, I want to thank my loving family because they know me pretty well, but they still like me anyway. So. But, he was known as a real sweet guy.
So. Yeah, and you had a personal encounter with him, and he was super nice to you.
He was very, very nice.
Didn't somebody run into him on an island? One of our... Mm-hmm. Didn't, like, Bill Burns see him in, like, St. Barth's or something?
I didn't know that. No, I know Bill Burns briefly was in the Cars.
Yeah, he was...
Tambourine player, I think.
Tambourine, and he was...
Kazoo.
What a force to be reckoned with. I don't know. I have no idea, Marissa.
I take it back.
Another one that we lost and we spoke about last week was Eddie Money, and all the tributes are rolling in after people took the weekend. Ronnie Spector.
Yeah.
Weighed in, of course, she's, you know, just like Ronnie sang. Yeah, that's what that's about.
That helped revitalize her career.
Take Me Home Tonight, yeah. She said Eddie's voice was soulful rock and roll. I just loved it. That's really what got... That's really why we got together in the first place. I loved his voice. He loved mine. He introduced me to a whole new generation of fans in the 1980s with our recording and video of Take Me Home Tonight. Sammy Hagar said, R.I.P., my friend. Memories like this and your music will live forever. Our love goes out to you and your wonderful family. And I know you and Bill are rocking. By that, he's talking about Bill Graham. Bill Graham managed Eddie Money.
Yes.
He didn't just book him. He managed him.
Legendary Bill Graham.
Yeah. Paul Stanley wrote Eddie Money, RIP. So sad to hear of his passing. I remember his first album, which I loved. A fine singer through the years. My condolences to his family. Dee Snider, he was friends with him, had some wonderful things to say. An unexpected tribute, like Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Said Metallica played sort of like a special show at the Palladium in L.A. right after they appeared that night on the Grammys with Lady Gaga, and I was up in the VIP section watching Metallica, and Eddie Money was up there, and I was just hanging out with him talking, and he was super nice and really funny. He said he talks in that sort of like your inappropriate uncle at a Christmas or something. Like, let me tell you, he had a very distinctive voice, and it was just one bad joke after another, and he was really super cool. So... sad news once again, but the tributes are rolling in.
Two Tickets to Paradise is, you know, it's just, I love that. That's one of the most, energizing beginnings to a song. I just love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Baby Hold On, the lyrics, yes, in it, the words are great. Yeah. I mean, you know, don't think about what's not enough now, baby. Just think about what we got.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really, really wonderful words in there. So sad once again. All right, moving on to some other things. Here's a good one. Hell Yeah guitarist Tom Maxwell said on social media that his hand surgery last week went perfectly. You're a musician and you need hand surgery? I mean, that's, you got to be sweating over that one. He had the procedure on September 10th to correct a condition on the middle finger of his left hand known as trigger finger. The condition developed after Maxwell broke the finger in a previous car accident.
He went to a Dr. Hand, who advertises on late-night television.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
anytime, day and night. You got a hand problem, you give me a call.
While Maxwell's surgery forced Hellyeah to cancel several shows this month, the band will get back out on the road this November, December, starting November 15th in Cincinnati, and then run through December 19th.
I remember when Tom Petty, during, I forget what album they were producing, but he punched the wall, broke his hand.
Mm.
I mean, you're right, Preston.
Yeah.
Even the slightest variation on your functionality with your hand.
Yep.
That's your moneymaker.
All right, and then one last story. Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett said in a video interview from the Toronto musical instrument superstore Cosmo Music that he would love to produce and or direct a horror movie one day.
Cool.
He said, I've just got to get my S together. I have to prioritize. And at this time, music means so much to me and is an obvious strength for me. But I think I could make a really incredible horror film.
I think he just defined what would be his incredible horror movie. What about a guy who has to keep all of his crap throughout his life and store it? There's your horror, right? And you can call it Getting My Ass Together.
He said, one, I need to find the time. Two, I need to find someone else's money.
Yeah.
I already have the soundtrack, so that part of the work is done. Scoring it would be a huge pleasure for me, and I've just got to get it together and find a script and start doing all the groundwork. And that's a lot of work. He said, ask Slash and ask Rob Zombie.
If he self-finances, though, and like for an independent film, you know, and it takes off, say, like Get Out did.
Yeah.
You could be a massive hit.
You know, I always think of like movie scenarios in my head. And I actually have a horror movie scenario that was inspired, believe it or not, by Metallica. And
all right. Lay it on us.
So the end, here's the deal. The murderer, it's a slasher film.
Okay.
The murderer would be like Dave Mustaine. If you recall the story of Metallica and Dave Mustaine, they basically fired him from the band in New York. And they said, here's your bus ticket back to San Francisco.
Right.
So the slasher in the movie would be somebody like that who was really pissed off and really jilted.
There's a grudge.
And has a grudge. And then just for years and years, plots and plans on how to kill
the band
with a rock theme to it.
With a rock, and he would do it in the middle of the desert on the tour bus. And so basically the entire slasher film would take place on a tour bus.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Would he have gone on to have a successful rock band as well?
No. He wasn't actually Dave Mustaine, but,
okay. I wasn't sure if you were taking that exact Dave Mustaine story, because he went on and had his own decent
Megadeth
career.
Yeah.
So, okay. Interesting.
Something along those lines.
There you go. Talk to Shyamalan about it.
He doesn't take my calls. I don't have his phone number.
All right, and that's all I have for you in music news this morning.
Tell him I'm not here.
Let's take one more break, come back in a second, and we'll get the first letter for the Word of the Week prize this week. Brent is in for Pierre one more day, so we'll get him in. We'll be back in a bit.
93.3 WMMR proudly supports the inaugural Market Street Run for Blue, presented by Wawa, Sunday, October 27th. The event benefits the Philadelphia Police Foundation with a run through historic Old City to 30th Street Station and back for a post-run festival at Penn's Landing, featuring food and beverages courtesy of Wawa, awards for top finishers in multiple age groups, and fun for the whole family. Click events at WMMR.com for all the details and to get signed up. Sunday, October 27th. It's the Market Street Run for Blue, presented by Wawa. 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
We are about ready to wrap up today's program, which has been a fun one for a Monday morning. Mondays are always a bit of a challenge for everybody, no matter what you do. But part of the fun was the fact that we had our good friend Jose come by this morning.
That was so cool.
Yeah. Fellow worker in Conshohocken, our old building, and he's our maintenance guy, and he's still there, and he's just, that dude is just, he's just, you're in a good mood when you're around Jose. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So it was nice to have him by. So thank you, Jose. And we got Money Shark started. That was pretty awesome. And your next opportunity comes up with the gentleman who is sitting to my left right now, Mr. Brett Porsche.
Hey!
He's here. Hey, man.
Good Monday morning to my family.
Family.
One more day to go, yes, dude.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Or Mr. Robert.
I had three testicles.
Yeah, just to keep going with the Money Shark, man. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You got Cashola.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend. I was in AC on Saturday night. Saw Tyler Bryant with Soraya. Yep. At this new rock club down in AC called the Anchor Rock Club, which is super cool. What did I do? Friday night, I was up in Dorney Park for their Halloween haunt thing. They had a VIP party up there, so we got to do the ins and outs and ride the monster trucks up there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got to ride in the monster trucks. That's part of their exhibit up there.
So Dorney's great.
Yeah, had a great time.
Wow, okay. And you know what? And that's the Word of the Week prize this week, is giving away 10 pairs of tickets. Not 10 pairs, 10 tickets, and then you get to ride in. Did you go in Gravedigger or Megalodon?
I did Megalodon. I wanted to go in Gravedigger, but they actually let you, they have monster trucks set up in this monster truck alley, like Thunder Alley or whatever they call it, and you can sit in the monster truck. So you can sit in Gravedigger, you can sit in El Toro Loco, which is the one with the big bullhorn.
Yeah.
Max D is there. They have all sorts of drivers that are going to be appearing over the next coming nights and weeks and stuff. Really, really cool. Plus, you get to be up close and personal and see how big the tires are on the monster trucks, and you get to spin the wheel and see how it is to turn the wheels and stuff like that. Really, really cool, especially me because I'm a motorhead. I like that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, let's get the letter, and then we'll get people close to winning that. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
By the letter J is in Jose!
All right, and so we have, like I said, 10 tickets to Dorney Park, plus your entire group gets a ride in a real monster truck with reserve line passes. Strap in for an unforgettable ride aboard an all-new 10-passenger Gravedigger or Megalodon truck on a freestyle-inspired course that is part of Monster Jam Thunder Alley at Dorney Park now through November 3rd. Don't miss any of the excitement or activities of this full-throttle fun for the whole family. Info at DorneyPark.com/Monster Jam. So we'll give that away on Friday. What's up on today's show?
All right, workforce blocks today. We're approaching the anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind, so we're going to do a big block of tunes from that record. We got The Who and Tool, part of our workforce blocks. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets all week to see Bob Dylan and his band at the Met coming up November 21st. And more chances at $1,000 with MMR's Money Shark.
Awesome, man. All right, well, hang with Brent Porsche one more time. And then I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve show has been brought to you today by Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, and the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin', also Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out of Philly International, and Armor Metals and Recycling for all of your metal and computer recycling needs. Tomorrow morning is a Tuesday, so we'll have a tattoo to give away, a Preston and Steve tattoo, a Tattoo Tuesday, and we have the triumphant return and story of one Mr. Nick McElwain and his adventures in Colorado.
Yeah.
And you'll hear what went on there when he returned. It'll be interesting. That's it. We're done. Rage on. And have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
One of those days where you just wish you didn't wake up.
Next message.
Hey, Kathy. Nana Puyer. Nana Booyah. Nana Booyah.
Next message.
What the f*** is a trucker's hat? I've been a trucker for 9 years. I've never gotten a hat.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.